annihilation, Jim. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
You're listening to the TV news from TV, movies, comics, and the internet.
This is Hijinks Ensue
Podcast.
Bandwidth for Hijinks Ensue provided by Infinistorm. For custom VPS hosting solutions, professional website development, or to share your photos and videos for free, check out infinistorm.com/hijinks.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 54, which we are now going to be calling In the Ghetto.
In the Ghetto.
So, the show's starting about an hour and 12 minutes late. Not, as you may assume, because Josh was so late, but he was.
I was.
But because our sound card broke. And about 10 seconds before the show started.
Sweet.
So now instead of like four or five delicious, discrete audio channels, we've got two.
You'll hear this. You'll hear every sound from down the street.
We just have one giant mic turned all the way up. And yeah, might as well go ahead and fade that music out because we're not going to be able to have any background music this time.
Bullshit. It's fine.
No, don't do any background music because then I can't do anything to your audio channel.
Yeah, no, just you don't do
anything.
You're
going to do anything anyways.
Yeah,
just you're going to fucking down mix it flat.
Jesus Christ. So anyway, this is going to be the worst sounding podcast since probably like episode 3 or 4. And then who knows what's going to happen next week.
Oh, it'll be fixed.
Oh, you think?
It will.
Maybe it's the fuse, maybe it's not.
It's the fuse. Emphasis? What the fuck?
It has to be the fuse. But anyway, we're not going to discuss. we're not going to produce on the air.
Let's hope it's the fuse.
It's got to be the fuse.
So.
The fuse.
Like the spice?
The fuse, Jim.
This week on Hijinks and Sue Podcast, we're going to be talking about internet and general geekery, TV, movies, and other stuff, and incredibly loud sound effects.
Jesus.
Especially. The Dollhouse finale, and Star Trek. The Star Trek movie. Man, it does sound empty without music, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
All right, turn something on, but keep it quiet.
It's going to be hard for him. Actually, we should have let off with Beastie Boys' Sabotage.
That was so weird for that to pop up there. It was really good choice.
Dude, let's just get to it.
All right, well, look. Yeah. We'll get through the
early shit. Does anything else really matter?
We'll get through the early shit, and then we'll talk about Star Trek for the whole show.
All right.
I'm going to turn down my channel.
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just witnessed a first. Joel is turning himself down.
It looks weird. It looked too loud. Yeah. All of our shit's all out of whack now.
That's like Kirk not fucking a hole.
Pretty much.
No,
a black, hole?
He did his damnedest in that wow.
Nice. That's what he was shooting for.
Is that
he
was. Shooting?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He was shooting for a long time.
It's obvious where, you know what, we'll just get to it.
All right, come on. Okay.
Spoilers.
So,
do spoilers really matter?
Oh, we're going to keep it mild spoilers. And when we start talking about Star Trek, let's note the time.
Right.
When we stop, I'll note the time and then I'll put in the notes, which iTunes people aren't going to get.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're listening to this now, we are going to have minor Star Trek spoilers.
Spock goes into the warp core and dies.
In Star Trek 3.
That was 2. What the fuck is wrong
with
you?
Then they find him in 3.
Shut it off. You're canceled.
It's over.
How do you not know that?
It's been a while.
Too bad. Fucking Wrath of Khan.
So. Lost now. So anyway, go to the show notes and we'll tell you when the spoilers start and when they stop. Don't want to ruin this for anybody. Hang on, let's pause while Eli opens the loudest bag of chips in the world. I'm just so thrown off this time. There's a few people in the chat that have been waiting for a very long time.
Oh man! Oh, these are gonna be good. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So let's just get started.
That's good.
First thing, in general internet geekery. Eli, you went to a live version of the Found Footage Festival, is that the case? And for anybody who is either a new listener or doesn't know about the Found Footage Festival, it's played a important part in Hijinks and Sue podcast past.
Oh, yeah. The chicken machine. That's really all that needs to be said.
Yeah.
Oh, Found Footage. And the self-help raping video.
Yes. Found Footage Festival is where these two guys go to garage sales, go to flea markets, go to...
those two guys.
This business card, Joe Pickett and Nick Pruher. And find old people's old VHS cassettes and, like, I don't know, I guess they get, like, old, like, real footage, too, and...
Training videos. They said they're...
And then people send stuff in, too.
Yeah, so people send stuff in. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be looking for something that my brother might have. My brother was on a show that I'd love to get him on there, because it's a piece of crap.
On a show? What do you
mean? It was on a show back home called The Bobby Bear Show.
Oh, like a kid thing? With like a costume guy?
Saturday morning, you're there like super early in the morning because you're like, yes, we get to be on the show. We're going to get to watch like the new episode of G.I. Joe or Transformers, whatever the case may be. And then you go to this thing to find out there are no monitors for any of the kids to watch. So they like look into the TV and like, let's see that new clip from G.I. Joe.
Yeah, and then the editor's just going to put it in.
And then they all sit there in silence. And they're like, we'll be back in three. And the kids are all like, what the... Wait, did I miss it? Yeah, and they're like, yay! Look, act surprised, like you enjoyed it. And they're like, but we didn't watch it. What's going on? Why is there a giant bear running around?
Was this on like your local ABC affiliate or something?
It was on the local NBC affiliate.
Oh my god. Yeah. So they find, they find training videos, they find public access show tapes, and then people's own actual home movies, splice it all together, make it look real nice, and have a live festival where they play this stuff for people.
It's then, not that nice.
Then
that's the charm.
When it's all done,
why is that? Keep going.
He's about to do something stupid.
Keep going.
Oh God, Eli's brought something.
Oh hey,
we haven't put a box under a mic stand in a long time.
This will be easier.
We're taking it back, folks.
Oh, that's much better.
Okay. Yes,
that's much better.
Yes.
Yeah, and talk that direction too.
Yes.
Well, now I don't have to be like.
So,
Was that one of your moves? Were you just getting live, your swerve on?
We're doing live.
With the mic?
Producing.
Producing, yeah. Live tech support for ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
So they have this festival, and people come and watch it. Do they actually put out their festival? Is it DVDs that they actually release it on?
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually bought their DVDs because I wanted to support the cause.
Oh, wow.
And I had them autograph.
Foundfootagefestival.com.
Yeah.
It's a strong recommendation. Highly, strongly recommend that you check out Found Footage Festival.
Yeah, if you're doing like a little get together,
it's
shitty movie
party.
Night,
it's an instant party.
Yeah, it you know, when you want to have something for entertainment, highly recommended.
Yes,
because the videos do most of the work for themselves.
But
now
they do,
I will say
they do have the occasional skit in between that managed to be really inappropriate but funny.
I did find it. Interesting. It was funny because I went and I was going to meet up with James from the office.
Testing. Go ahead.
And it was interesting because the guys at the Observer knew what was going on. Well, I take that back. They knew that there was going to be something at the Lakewood Theater, which they were like, yeah, we're going to be there. Don't know exactly what Found Footage is, but we're going to be there.
Right.
So I was like, cool, well, I'll meet you there. And then I told James about it. James didn't know what it was.
Oh, man.
And I was like, what do you mean you don't know? So I sent him a link, and we checked it out. And then it was interesting because he asked me, he's like, well, there are going to be a lot of people there. And I was like, you know, to be quite honest, I have no idea. I have no idea how well these guys are received.
Well, in their DVDs, they've got an audience of like 100 people.
Well, sure, but that's like up in the... They're from New York, and that's like in the upper northern region, and Dallas, for the most part, usually sucks about these sorts of things. Like, somebody will come through town, nobody even knows, unless it's like super mainstream, Clear Channel approved. But, so I was like, well, you know, hopefully there's a good turnout. Well, the whole theater was full. It was a great turnout. There were a lot of people there. Because James was asking me, he's like, should I get there early? Should I get there late? And I was like, I wouldn't take your chances because I don't know. I was like, it's funny as shit. So I would imagine that it's
was this a new volume entirely?
It was volume 3. There was a lot of stuff on there I hadn't seen before.
But 3 is out in their DVDs, right?
It is, but there was stuff on there I'm pretty sure I hadn't seen.
So is it a live tour, or do they just do a few cities?
I guess it's a live tour. They said that they're about to do one, and they're going to start again in January with a whole fourth new set of it. And the very end of the last thing they showed was coming attractions for their next set.
Yeah, so if you want to have a party, if alcohol is involved...
Even if it isn't.
Even if it's not. Just put this on, and you're... What is it? You know, 45 minutes to an hour? Guaranteed.
It's like an hour long.
They started at 8:30. It's about an hour and a half.
Lol pain.
It was great. If you have the chance to see them live, it's fun, because being in an... It's like... having a shitload of people over to your house to watch this in a theater setting, it seemed just like 100 times funnier, even though I had already seen some of the stuff that was on there. Seeing it again, I was like, yeah, this is fucking great. And they have their little bits.
Personal favorites. Personal favorites from all found footages past.
The hypno rape. Well, the chicken one, obviously.
The chicken fucker.
Yeah. Which is funny.
It's basically a tractor that you drive into chickens. And then it scoops, it corrals the them with tentacles.
Right. It's and very then, humane, though.
And then there is a cannon on the other end that shoots them
into
cages.
Like, right. Boxes or something.
It was funny because I was talking
My wife laughed so hard she had to leave the room. She
we woke up
breathe.
Your child.
We almost had to call
the
paramedics.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We had to stop because everything broke down.
Yeah, it was bad.
All systems went down. The guy, Nick, he's the blonde guy.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like David Cross. The guy who sounds, in my opinion, like David Cross.
Yeah.
I was talking to him, and I told him, I was like, that's my favorite thing out of the whole thing. And he's like, yeah, you know, the funny thing is like, I'm vegan, and, you know, that's the one bit that we've gotten the most shit about, is that clip. He's like, there's a fuck ton of people that are, oh, that's better. We get a fuck ton of people that were like, up in arms over that video. And I was like, fuck yeah, because it's a chicken cannon.
Yeah, it's a chicken raper.
Yeah.
Speaking of rape, and then one of our other favorite clips a video, it's
the
kind
the
of video that you would...
rapist?
Yeah, you would... Yeah. It's like something you would send away for in the back of a rape magazine.
Yeah.
Like Rapist Monthly or Rapist Quarterly. Or
Rape
Fancy.
Up in her, you know.
Rape. I think Rape Fancy is the most popular.
Oh, yeah.
Rape Aficionado is probably the most popular one.
Right.
Where this guy...
Oh, and Boys Life.
The Boy Scout magazine. It's the title of it was something like How to Seduce Women.
How to Meet
Hypnosis.
Women Through Hypnosis.
I believe the word seduce was used.
Oh, yes, yes.
How to Seduce Women Through Hypnosis. So it's like, go to a bar, and this sleazy fucking douchebag guy is instructing off camera...
Right. Oh, bada
bing. Hey, so you want to go up to her and you want to be like, hey, I'm interested in you. But seriously, it's like, ask her what she does and then pretend to be interested. And he's like, what do you do? I'm a nurse. That's really interesting. What a fuck?
Like, well, no, he's like, find the easiest target.
Right. Yeah.
And they use the word like target, yeah. I think, in
and
there.
And so he says, have you ever been hypnotized? And she's like, no, that sounds terrible. Move on. This is a dead lead. And the other one's like, I think that sounds neat. Cool. I'll come to your house and hypnotize
now
you.
Now that slut's going to give it up.
Yeah. So he goes to her house and hypnotizes her into letting him rub her vagina through her jeans.
Yeah.
And then within a few seconds, he's mounted her and is grinding what is essentially an unconscious woman.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, actually.
It is instructional rape.
I genuinely felt uncomfortable watching that.
Oh, man, it was hard to watch.
It was wonderful.
It was really hard to watch. And and then there's the RV salesman that can't stop cussing.
Well, that's internet classic lore. But they have the long, extended version of that.
No, they've got the behind-the-scenes, like, hours-long versions where he's making up curse words that aren't even real. And
well, probably... The one thing, well, one of the first things that I saw on there that was pretty funny was the stop and listen, or stop and whatever. It's like the insurance videos of like
the injury.
Yeah, where the guy with, you know, he puts the tool super high.
And then they fall down and cut into his skull.
Yeah.
There's a ton of those.
Those are classic. I'd love to produce those.
And I think our other favorite has to be Mix C.
Oh, God.
A McDonald's training video from the 80s.
Oh.
For janitors.
Yeah.
Where you learn that there's clean, and then there's McC.
Yeah.
And halfway through it, they start talking about McSee like he's a fucking leprechaun. Like, you have to catch him. And sometimes you see him, but he's mischievous and he runs away. And
I would be really interested to see... Because when I was working at Cinemark, we had to watch one for manager training. You know, how to not get robbed when you're having to do nightly deposits, you know, and shit like that.
Put your keys between your fingers so you can scratch their eyes out.
That way. And you go for the genitals.
Yeah.
You know. And on and on and on.
And your elbows are stronger than your fists.
Yeah.
This is all good manager training for the movie theater.
Yeah.
Also, the shotgun is behind the counter.
Yeah, I would love to find one of those, but they're all on those... that was around the time when... what was it? Interactive CDs.
Yeah.
Whatever. You had to buy a whole machine.
What year was that?
96?
Because in 99, I had to do one of those for Guitar Center. About consultative sales techniques with, you know, how they relate to guitars.
You had to put it together?
No, like, it's a...
You had to watch it.
I had to watch it. Okay. And it's like an interactive CD-ROM that's like... This customer walks up and he's like, I've never played before, but I really want to learn. And it's like, you should steer him towards A, the high-end $1,000 guitars, B, the intermediate learning guitars, C, kick him in the face and scratch his eyes out with your keys. And you're like, I don't know. It seems hard.
Now remember, you work on commission.
Right.
What are you going to do?
So at the end it's like, oh, you picked high-end guitars and he got scared. You got nothing. It's better to get some commission than none, idiot. It's like
fucking Zork.
Yes, it is. It's like a text game. Like a choose-your-own-adventure type
customer walks
game.
In corridor with, like...
Yeah.
With a Lord of the Rings shirt.
And I'm like, look, customer. Yeah, he has a Lord of the Rings shirt and a squirrely haircut and hipster sunglasses.
Hey, why don't you try an axe? I think it would fit you well.
Get axe. You can't get axe. Fuck. Look, axe. The axe is brown.
Use the oil to start a fire?
Yeah. I don't understand. It's like, damn it, what can I combine? I've got 3 picks, I've got $20 in cash, got a half-eaten hoagie,
and a set of bass strings. Like,
yeah, give the guy the low E string from a mandolin. Okay, combine low E string from mandolin and lute oil.
Lute oil?
It's like, you have enchanted the customer, and he's purchased the 1964 Stratocaster. Well done.
Was
it King's Quest that was like that? Is that what it was called?
With what?
The kind of point and click adventure game?
Yeah, King's Quest is one of them.
I played the one where you were the woman. Maybe it was like King's Quest 4 or 5.
We'll just say yes. Remember.
Sure. You're like a queen or a princess or something?
Yes.
There's an entire genre of those games.
Deuter in the chat says, melt the ice troll. Remember that from Big?
Yeah. What was it? It was an ice... Or, was it Ice Wizard? Or
yeah, it was Ice Wizard, not Ice Troll.
Yeah.
Melt. He's like, oh, fuck! Melt the Ice Wizard! God! I was trying to seduce him with rape and hypnosis. How to seduce through rape. So, were they done in Dallas, Found Footage Festival? Is it over?
Yeah, it was only one night.
Okay.
And they said they had a really good experience here, and that they would be back. They would add Dallas to their tour because, I'm sure
we did good.
They said they can find good religious videotapes down here.
Oh, man.
And I was like, fuck, yeah, you will.
I bet.
They had one, it was
You know, because you order those from God, and then you get them, and you get all hyped up in the spirit, and then you just put them in your garage sale.
It would be great if somebody could find... You remember a while back when some guy claimed that Jesus was going to be on his public access show?
No.
This was like in 90...
That was an episode of South Park.
He's here right now. It
was like
right
in 98, maybe, or something around that time point.
Yeah, Jesus came back in 98. That's why we're all still here.
Well, he was supposed to be on that dude's show.
We're post-rapture, Eli. I don't know if you realize that or not.
That's why life just got so much cooler.
Oh, PR?
Yeah, PR. Yeah. It's like A, wow. B, C, A, D, PR.
Right. So, wait, that was 98?
Or
yeah.
PA.
Yeah. Peace be with you. So this is the year 11?
Like, yeah.
11
yeah.
PR?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Peace be with you, my son.
Yeah, you know, have you noticed there's not that many Mormons around anymore? They're all gone. All the good ones. They're all gone.
Wow. Well, they're all Cylons.
Have you noticed there's not that many Cylons around anymore? Rapture. That's
a good point.
Gone.
Good point.
So there's the Found Footage Festival. Whoa. Foundfootagefestival.com. Check it out. Number two,
I didn't even read this story. I just wanted to bring it up because of our chicken talk last week about the failed Popeyes demonstration coupon thing that created havoc and mayhem in Minneapolis. Yeah.
Coupon.
Because they didn't have the coupon. So apparently Oprah decided there weren't enough chicken riots.
Oh, yeah. I heard a little bit about this.
And she offered, like, everyone in America free chicken. Like, I don't even know she has the power to do that.
Dude, she's fucking Oprah.
She's like, I'm Oprah! You get some chicken, and you get some chicken!
Look under your chairs.
No, no.
There's like a live chicken.
She's like, no, no. You at home, look under your chair. And you're like, what?
There's a fucking chicken coupon from Oprah. It's signed by Oprah. Look again. You're like, there's a bag of gold! What the fuck? Keep looking. But there's some porno in a box! That was already there.
That only applies to people that were not watching on their TiVo. You had to see it live.
Right. The magic.
You actually had to be there.
The magic doesn't work.
Well, yeah.
Time shifting is its own magic. She gives... Oprah's website is a coupon for free KFC grilled chicken. Oh, because she wants you to not get so fat. I tried that. It's actually really good, by the way. KFC, if you want to throw some money my way. I can give
for grilled chicken?
Their grilled chicken was good. It was really good. Then apparently...
Yeah, but I got that now.
I guess it didn't work, or they didn't have enough chicken. I went over to our nearest KFC a few minutes ago, and chaos ensued. Despite the very visible grilled chicken behind the register, the manager told everyone with coupons to leave, and the promotion was over for the day. And there were chicken riots. Again. You know, you realize now that when we talk about chicken riots, we're going to have to specify which one. That's how fucked up this country is.
Chicken War 1 and Chicken War 2.
CW, yeah. And we'll call this the big one.
We have to go to the helicopter, you know, where they're seeing chicken riots. Bob, we're watching the chicken riots. And it's not looking good with the chicken. That fucking chicken scooper is like working overtime.
It was an assault helicopter. An assault chicken copter.
They were using an Apache?
Yeah, it was an Apache. They were firing suppressive fire into the chicken riots.
It's like that lady. I mean, that lady from The Soup. Have you seen the chicken tetrazzini lady?
Chicken tetrazzini!
God, I love her. That lady was probably flipping
the
shit.
She tried to seduce him with her chicken tetrazzini.
I kind of want to try your chicken tetrazzini.
Chicken tetrazzini!
It apparently is seduce worthy, so...
I like...
Well, look, when you're going through your options... When you're going through your options for seduction, you've got rapenosis and chicken tetrazzini.
Uh-huh.
And one of those requires cooking, and if you can't cook, then...
Well, yeah, I mean, because I can't
rapenosis. Cook. Rapenosis!
I always go for rape.
That's like a, it'd be like a commercial for, like, some kind of, like, Tylenol or something. Like, it's... rapenosis! Like, oh,
it's
honey.
Like the, it's like the Nabisco logo.
It's like, look, I'm just not interested in you sexually. Are you done? I don't think so. Rapenosis.
Bing.
The more you rape. So, So, anyway, go find Oprah and demand your free chicken.
Dude, I would be so pissed at her.
Catch her on the street and be like, what about chicken, bitch?
I mean, why would she... She obviously doesn't understand the power she wields around.
I bet she does.
It's like King Arthur playing around with Excalibur, like it's no big deal. What are you doing? He's like picking shit out of his mouth.
Oprah pulled the chicken coupon from the stone. Only she who is worthy can remove the two-piece for $9.99 chicken coupon from the stone. I'll try it! Oprah! So, the last thing in internet general geekery is, with the new Hijinks Soup podcast website, I want to have a page with all of the, highlight clips that various listeners have collected. A few people, the guy whose name starts with Tarm and I can't pronounce the end of it, and the guy whose name I can't pronounce at all, so I just call him YT, because it's like Itoaban or something like that. It actually stands for You Think of a Better Name, which is funny because I have such a hard time with it that I...
Better luck next time!
You know. They both collected clips. but I can't find Tarm. His clips aren't online anymore. So if you're listening, if you're still a podcast listener, email me, comics@hijinxandsue.com, so I can get those tasty clips. He also made the videos. If you go on YouTube and search Hijinx and Sue Podcast, you'll probably find his videos. They're all, it was really nice of those guys to do that. They're also involved in the Hijinx and Sue Wiki at hijinxandsue.wikia.com.
Is he a brother?
So check those out. TV time. Before we talk about Dollhouse, I'm going to mention the Sarah Connor Made Me Do It campaign. It was interesting. As a way to tell Fox that they should save Sarah Connor and offer them a third season, fans are encouraging you to buy a product or show the product that you bought because of Sarah Connor. Like one of their advertisers or something. So you're supposed to make a picture of you, like, I don't know, like the geekier the better. Like this one girl's holding some Dove deodorant wearing a Jane hat, which is kind of cross promotion. But this other guy is like got some Dove in the shower and he has a Terminator eye and various people have like...
I had LASIK done because Sarah Connor told me to do it. Yeah,
I
don't know.
It's kind of funny. I bet Fox is going to be like, A, I don't get this. B, I don't fucking care. But still... It's nice to see people trying to help.
That's actually very well done.
This Photoshop. One says, Sarah Connor made me use Verizon Wireless.
That's actually Dove. Fox's reply.
I need your Dove body wash and your Verizon Wireless anytime plan and your Fave 5. I need to be in your top 5 with your AnyCall network with your Dove body splash.
Who's that?
Whoa, that's one of you guys. So click that link if you want to get involved in that. I think it's interesting. The funny thing is, the main thing they advertised was Dodge. So, like, if that show actually made you buy a car...
You're retarded.
Yeah, you're stupid. No. I mean, you should...
Buy it. If it did, you should take a picture and send it.
Or if you happen to have bought a new Dodge for any reason recently...
Just fake it.
Then fake it and send it to Fox.
Why would you buy a Dodge?
So that... Dude, that Nitro is a pretty cool SUV.
I'm just...
Oh, okay.
You mean the Dodge Nitro? What's it called?
Yeah, with 20-inch alloy wheels and Stabilitrax steering and...
280 horsepower?
Does it have a Hemi?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what Dodge doesn't have a Hemi? They're the best car. This episode of Hijinx and Sue Podcast is brought to you by the fine people at Dodge. Hijinx and Sue is no way affiliated with Dodge, and that's a lie.
Why would Dove
but
be
the
like
things we say do reflect their opinions.
A huge,
yeah, that's true.
Like, I never watched Sir
the opinions
Sir
of Hijinx and Sue do reflect the Dodge Corporation. The Nazis were right. They were just right. They were just right. I'm sorry.
They just didn't have enough time.
They were ahead of their time,
that's
actually.
That's right. That's right.
They just ran out of there.
There will be another reckoning.
No, it's coming.
Right.
And Dodge is going to supply the vehicles for the reckoning.
Right.
Well, it's going to be like BMW supplied all of them
yes.
for Hitler.
Yes.
Dodge is yeah, for the new wave.
And you see who's the better car
Wave
company.
Two.
You see who's better? BMW. They picked a winning horse.
Right. Instead of Blitzkrieg, it'll be the Dodge Krieg.
Yeah, the Hemi Krieg.
Right.
The problem
now
with them
more horsepower
is you'll know that their planes are coming because you'll hear that Hemi from down the road.
But it'll sound
it's
sweet.
It's got a throaty right. growl.
But you'll hear that and you will know fear.
That's true. Dodge. Supplying automotive needs for the Fourth Reich.
Right. We're coming for your Jews.
Yeah. Wow.
Wait, so why is Dove, again, a sponsor of Sarah... That, really? Was there
Look,
an episode where they're like...
When you're fighting the final war between man and machine, your skin's going to get dried out.
That's true.
Have you Very looked? Have you seen the promo for Terminator Salvation?
This eczema
They look ashy.
Is, yeah. This eczema
ashy.
Is killing me.
Yeah. And these giant robots.
So athlete's foot, or like, what's that...
Well, no, you can piss on your foot for that.
Yeah. No,
fine.
No, no,
It'll
but what's
away.
It called? Like, tenactin.
Tenactin.
Yeah. They're like... Fucking these machines.
And also this athlete's foot.
But God.
Oh,
it's like my foot is on fire.
And also my arm is on fire. And there's a robot setting it on fire.
Wish I the Terminators are like, these joints are sure, like, could use some oiling. Hey, why don't you try some WD-40?
Yeah.
God damn it. God damn it.
So, Dollhouse finale.
Mm. It was awesome.
Next. Okay.
Did you see the of course you saw it, but the moment of...
Dollhouse spoilers. If you haven't seen the last two episodes at least, I am going to just go ahead and talk about it like we've all seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just...
The Event Horizon
just to,
moment?
Like, kind of start off with, I like Fred better when she's a freak.
Oh my god. Also,
I did not
she's
see that
so
coming.
Much better than Eliza.
Yeah, that too.
Everyone wait, so is. Let's start all the way back at the... Let's just start at the beginning.
Of what? Time?
Of that episode.
Okay, and so single-celled organisms.
Work your way through the episode.
Primordial ooze, Dushku can't act, and Alan Tudyk is in the show now.
Genius!
Yeah.
Okay, so the whole season... The first half of the season is basically balls. Just... Yeah. I'm sorry.
No,
there's like 15 minutes of necessary footage, and the rest of it's
there's great. Build up for all the characters.
Man, that's
it's
true.
Just done in a clunky way. That's all. There's no other way to. But you have to watch it, or you won't get the last half of the season, which gets progressively better with every episode.
Yeah.
So my real recommendation is it's 13 episodes of your life. It's 11 hours. Watch the whole thing. Get through 1 through 5 or 6. The payoff at the end is so fucking worth it. And they could not have picked anyone better than Alan Tudyk. Oh my god. He kills that role.
Yeah.
So...
I just want to watch him. Just watch. Just do whatever.
Okay, I think I had my computer out when it was on. I could not take my eyes off of him. He was captivating on that show. An essence of his character is sort of like multiple personalities.
The schizophrenia was fantastic.
And watching him slip in and out of them was fucking brilliant. Also, okay, you know that these last two episodes were like Joss's original idea.
Yeah.
Because this was like, that was so... The first 6 episodes, you're like, is this a Whedon show? Like, there's not a lot of Whedon going on here.
Right.
The last two, you're like, holy fuck. Fuck, like, I...
Like, oh, that's what this is about.
I'm sorry I doubted you, Master.
I'm sorry.
I will
never stray from you again.
Yeah, honestly,
like,
I...
Say 17 Hail Marys.
I felt bad. I did that comic already. I felt bad about doubting him after seeing those last two, because the payoff made the whole series worth it. The character of Alpha... Again, Dollhouse spoilers. The character of Alpha is so well crafted.
I'm surprised that they talk about him from the very first episode.
Yeah.
There's an entire season's worth of build-up until, like, the very end. We're like, oh yeah, Alpha. And it's still good.
So much payoff.
Like, it's like you've been building up to it, oh, and you paid
okay,
it off.
Okay, so super
like,
Dollhouse spoilers.
So
stop
good.
Listening if you don't want to hear them, because I want to talk about what I thought about Alpha. This is only for people who either don't give a shit or have already seen the last two episodes.
Watch them!
Alpha, I love the fact that when he was done... His personality was nobody. He was this conglomeration of all these other people, but somehow managed to come up with these like singular motives, as if he were a regular serial killer or whatever. You know. Also, Alpha in his early doll status was creepy as fuck.
Yeah, that was.
It was so great. The reveal.
Let Echo be number one.
Yeah.
Oh God, why?
The reveal about Whiskey, which I called from that other episode.
Right.
So great. Also shows... I kind of guessed... I hate to just come out right out and say this, because I know a lot of people haven't seen it, but... I don't want to say it now. I almost feel like that's a bigger reveal than Alpha.
At this point, really...
I will say, of all the people on this show... having Dushku play against Alpha, against Alan Tudyk, was like me and Michelangelo, and he's like, hey!
Let's have a painting contest!
I painted a Sistine Chapel, hey! And I'm like,
you wanted a slice of the pizza pie?
And I'm like, when I hold down the shift button, I can draw a straight line.
The hell is that thing?
In Photoshop.
When I flip this little thing over, it erases the line I just made, and I use that because I fuck up most of them.
Yeah, oh.
How do you deal with your pixels?
Yeah.
What is it, the pixels?
I'm like, what DPI are you using? Aww.
She wake.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to see what she's doing. I'll be right back.
Oh, we left the door open.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a bad thing. I didn't like...
I mean, this is a good time for the...
whatever.
Or we can just wing it ourselves. Fuck him.
Oh, what the hell was that?
What did you do?
There's a cat. There's a cat at my feet.
Oh.
It freaked the shit out of me.
Okay. You said, what the hell is that? And started digging at your crotch.
Okay, so I liked the buildup of, I don't remember his name, the Watcher. The Watcher.
The black guy.
The black guy.
Yeah.
Because they're essentially Watchers, right?
Mm-hmm. Handlers.
I like, yeah, Handlers. It's the new Watcher. That should be a shirt. Handlers, the new Watchers.
Right.
I like that character so much. And I knew that they were going to do something where they're going to build him up.
Right.
So that...
Oh, the douchebag's back.
They would put him in a position where he would have to play the good guy. I'm talking about the handler. How much I like that character.
Because the Boyd...
I don't remember his name.
I don't
yeah,
know
Boyd,
name.
I guess.
Blackington?
Yes. Boyd Blackston from Blackasee, North Carolina.
I think it's Boyd.
Right.
He's great.
They built him up so much to, like, he's going to be a bad dude, and you're going to root for the bad guy.
You think he's
going to be bad? No. They built him because he's a likable character, and then I figured at some point they're going to be like, oh, but he's going to go back to his cop instincts, and you're going to have to root against him for just briefly.
You thought he was going to turn on the dollhouse.
Well, yes and no. I thought his, like, well, we can't do this because, you know, we're stealing whatever, would eventually get the best of him. But then they bring in, you know, Apollo, or not Apollo.
Hilo.
Yeah, they bring in Hilo, and I was like, okay, well, now we're going to have to, like, decide whether we want to root for Hilo, who's supposed to be the good guy. But in actuality, you're like, why would
but
you...
But much like everything Whedon does, they've introduced so much moral gray area that you don't know who's good, you don't know who's bad. You're not even sure if you think the dollhouse is evil or not, because every time the question comes up of whether or not are they slaves, they're like, no, they did it on purpose, not technically.
Or it was their decision because they're a bunch of hippies and they didn't want to... be themselves anymore. And
or they were on hard times and that seemed like the only way to get out of it, or, you know, who knows. That's funny, though. The people that either get fucked up or injured or whatever, and they realize, like, you know, Victor gets his face all fucking slashed.
Yeah, that's... Wow.
So does he get to wake up and go, eh, has it been 5 years? What the fuck happened to my face?
Well, they didn't. Like, Whiskey didn't.
Yeah.
So that's actually
saying.
That's
so
what I really enjoyed
to Victor in fictional season 2.
Like after the face slashing happens.
Give him to me.
What are you doing? Oh.
Making noise.
After the face slashing happens to Victor, I actually really liked watching, I'm going to keep calling her Fred, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fred talk about how, like,
Dr. Fred.
Yeah, Dr. Fred talk about how, like, you're broken now and they can't fix you and you're not worth anything and it's over for you now. And, like, the bitterness. And, like, for a split second, I was like, wait, where the fuck did that come from? And then that whole thing just fell into place, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you hate what's happened to you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and the stuff that she said to Topher at the end.
That was brilliant.
That was weird.
Yeah.
It was a mind...
Why was it so important
that just
to,
like,
hate you?
Yeah.
It's such a mind fuck.
Because it means he's so fucking guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of alluding to it without coming right out and saying it. But anyway, it was... And then, you know, Echo... Alpha wants Echo to be his partner in godliness of having multiple personalities.
Ubermensch, whatever.
Yeah, and so I called it, like, right at the beginning. I'm like, yeah, but nothing about her is crazy, so she's just going to be hyper-intelligent and skilled and not crazy. She's going to kick his ass.
Right.
And she, again, she just turns into Faith, but... Also,
which really...
You noticed how that episode was a complete homage to Natural Born Killers. The whole episode.
I've never actually seen that movie.
With Woody Harrelson and is it Juliette Lewis?
Yeah. Have you not seen that?
The whole Two Hicks on the Run murder spree, the guy's original fantasy?
I figured you were stoned at some point.
That is Natural Born Killers. That's the whole movie.
Uh-huh.
So it turns out, Tim Minear wrote and directed that episode. There was actually an episode of The Inside that never aired... That was his first homage to Natural Born Killers, since no one ever saw it and it never came out on DVD.
He did it again!
Did it again.
Genius!
That's weird.
Hey, whatever.
Also, apparently he wanted Whedon to direct that episode of The Inside, but it didn't work out.
Mm.
So now, if Dollhouse doesn't get a second season, which is highly likely it won't, now I'm finally invested enough in interest that now it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Hey, first six episodes, I was like, you know what? I don't think I care.
Now I want to know what happens to Alpha.
At least they had the decency. Actually, no. They still didn't air one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get that on DVD. When the DVD's coming out, we're going to get two new episodes. We're going to get the first pilot.
Oh.
And the one that didn't confirmed? Air. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet that never shows up.
Oh, well,
I need to still see that. I'm sure there's some way of getting a hold of that.
Yeah,
I'm sure there is.
It will happen.
There is also an internet...
I'm pulling strings.
...rumor, sure. some quote from somebody that said it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that the unaired episode, the post-apocalyptic dollhouse, could potentially spawn a new series.
God damn it.
And I'm sure that's like long shot, but imagine how weird that would be if it's like... You know, we made a 13-episode series, and all it did was spawn another series from a one-off episode that never aired, and blah, blah, blah.
No.
It's very strange.
Well, now I'm curious.
No, that won't work.
I'm only curious to see how a second season would pan out.
Well,
because
they
need to get away. I was telling this to Denise. I was like, they really need to get away from the, I'm Elijah Dushku, and I don't have any clothes on. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like... Whatever, dude. Like, that's not the show anymore.
Yeah.
And it never really was.
I know.
But I mean, obviously it was, because they're like...
But she did spend the entire finale in a bra, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not what the second season, if there ever was one, would be about.
They're talking about Dushku on Twitter. Yeah, it's... You're looking at a fake one. The real Eliza Dushku on Twitter is... Like, her first name and her middle name. It's like Eliza Patricia.
Okay.
There's definitely not a second season, so...
Wait, what? Oh, that was confirmed somewhere?
No, one of the guys thinks there was, but it must have been a fake one, because it's definitely not... There's not a second season yet.
Oh,
said we haven't been canceled yet.
Right.
Like, the word hasn't come down. I think Fox announces their lineup in, like, a week or something. Oh, and remember last week we said Chuck got picked up? Apparently that's now been reversed. Like, it may or may not.
Oh, God.
They're not going to make a final announcement until the actual next season is announced in, like, 10 days.
You know what's weird? The blonde chick on that show? She's totally hot.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm saying that.
Oh, like, hot in a it-doesn't-matter-how-gay-I-am way?
Pretty much. I'd give it a shot.
Just to see what it was like.
Like,
can you put on this, like, pregnant suit?
Wow.
And this fake beard?
Yeah.
That's a whole different fetish.
Thank you.
That's a way different fetish.
I need you to say, and my axe.
What about that guy with the vagina? Would that work for you?
What?
Remember, there's the,
Mangina?
Like
there's
like a famous porn star that's, his name's like, so-and-so, the guy with the...
You're thinking of Buck Angel?
Buck Angel, that's him.
I'm pretty sure that's who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's a big burly dude who has a vagina, because he's a girl.
That, oh god, I can't even look at that, that's so weird.
Why do you have it pulled up? What do you mean you can't look at it?
Look at
you
it right
have
now.
It opened.
He had it saved.
No.
He just went to his
Google,
bookmarks.
Google, Buck Angel. Oh, what
he just
the
went
fuck?
To his bookmarks. Buckangel.com.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, it's weird because it's actually, it's a really hot dude, but it's not.
But it's a woman.
It's so weird.
Yeah. It
fucks with my head.
It's supposed to.
I think he probably would.
She.
Rub his vagina
that's
over
a
your
vagina.
Head.
Vagina.
Okay.
Lube that down.
So, moving on to movies. Before we talk about Star Trek for the rest of the episode... First thing, okay, Josh, you saw that rough cut of X-Men Wolverine.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
Eli, neither of us have actually seen the movie at all.
I saw, like, 20 minutes of his version.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw enough.
The universal critique is boring action movie, X-Men or not. It has nothing to do with superheroes. It's just a substandard stuff blows up action movie.
Yes.
With bad acting.
Yeah,
and
mostly
bad
yes.
writing.
Lots of it.
Okay. So it did so well in the theaters.
I know. Like 85 million or something.
Yeah.
God damn it!
That sequel's already in the works.
All right.
It's going to take place in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And Deadpool gets a movie now. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Now see that? Marvel, I know, is actually in charge of that.
Was he in any way good in that movie?
I think with a better script, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. Like, I agree with the casting there, 100%. Because, really, like, go back and watch Blade 3, and then pretend that Ryan Reynolds has a red mask on his face, and it's fucking Deadpool.
Well, they also...
Ryan Reynolds would make a good superhero.
They also remake the character for the movie. I mean, he doesn't have Deadpool's power, he doesn't have...
Oh, but I'm ignoring everything that happened to Wolverine.
Oh, like, I'm saying, that's right. Where they're gonna... They're gonna
which is fine. Didn't
they give him the powers of, like, 3 different mutants or something?
Like 11 or 15 or 27 or something.
Yeah, okay. So that's not
Deadpool. He has like every mutant power at once.
Yeah, and that's not Deadpool. So that's strange. Deadpool's also one of the only comic characters that consistently breaks the fourth wall and like talks about himself as a comic book character.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's interesting. It's the tumor.
He's partially insane.
It's the tumor talking.
He has
like a face tumor or something. Cancer.
It's disfigured him and it keeps him. I can't remember. I read this on Wikipedia. Like something about his sickness keeps him powerful, and if he ever got healed, he would lose his healing factor or something.
It's like Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. No, that's terrible. You're horrible.
No, he can control his limbs.
Why would you say that? So yeah, Deadpool movie. It'll probably do great. I don't know.
That leads to more toys.
Goes to show you how deadly piracy is for movies.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh yeah!
All it does is make them be number one for like 3 weeks in a row, even when they're terrible.
It will not be number one ever again.
Oh whatever! I'm just saying.
I can't wait to see how much money
Star Trek makes. And you know the weird thing is too. I saw a lot of Facebook and Twitter posts about like fuck anybody who says the Wolverine's shitty. They don't know.
From 14-year-olds.
No, this is from like other people that I'm just like
stupid people.
Wait, what? You'll be surprised. Some of the hijinks. I don't know if you look in the chat right now.
Oh.
There were some people in there. I mean, I'm not looking at the chat, but I'm assuming there were some hijinks people that were like, I don't see what was wrong with that. It seemed fine to me. And
yeah, but people are looking for different things. If all you're looking for is an action movie that maybe isn't boring...
That's not it.
I'm saying maybe your standards are where that's okay.
Well, and it got me thinking because, like, you know that movie we saw, Laid to Rest? That was an absolute turd.
Why did you have to bring that up?
Because it was a huge hit at the Frightmare weekend. There were tons of people wanting autographs, and they want to talk about the movie. And I was like, wait. Is it the same cut that we saw? Because that movie sucked ass. Like,
well, okay. No, if they had
added...
As a bad movie, it was okay. It had enough production value.
It was slightly below Frankenfish.
Actually, but, yes, because Frankenfish had a far better monster.
Right. If in Laid to Rest they had more violent killings, it would have pushed it above Frankenfish.
But that movie did have violent killings.
It needed more. Well, it needed a lot more.
That's true.
There was way too much dialogue and way too much like acting that they were trying to do. But it was a huge hit there, so it made me think like these are the same people that probably who like Laid to Rest because they think it's kick-ass. Would say, like, well, Watchmen wasn't that great because it was kind of boring at times because it just went on for too long. And it's your opinion or whatever, but that movie is horrendous. Just the 20 minutes that Josh showed me, I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is, like, very, very bad, you know? And it had nothing to do with the special effects because, like, that was just funny to see because they weren't complete. But the acting, it was like, and I am Wolverine, and you're just like,
schnicked.
Are you shitting me in the face? This is awful. So bad. And I only saw 20 minutes, and I was like, that's the worst 20 minutes of my life.
Well, then don't see the sequel that they're already making.
I will, because I hate my life.
That's true. And yourself.
Yeah.
I will do my best to pirate it first.
Speaking of, you just made me think of this. Did you see the new sci-fi movie, Mega Shark versus like Monster Octopus or whatever?
No. Is that on now? Am I missing it?
The preview that I saw.
Should we stop the podcast?
Had a shark the size of a planet, like eating the Golden Gate Bridge.
What?
It was a shark eating the bridge. And then there's like a giant octopus or like a squid maybe. But I want to call it a coctopus.
Like dead?
No, it's the title is Mega Shark versus whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find it on their
Mega
website.
Mega Shark. Is that one word?
Not sure.
Shows.
Oh, wait. Shows. I found a poster.
Oh, is there a poster?
What's it called?
Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Versus, yeah.
It's a fucking sci-fi movie.
It's like, what are we going to call this movie about snakes on a plane?
Eureka!
Ka-ding! It's like, what am I going to call... Well, what's in it? There's a Mega Shark. There's a giant octopus. I got nothing.
Do they fight? Or are they on the same side?
Is it a buddy comedy? Is it a cop drama?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my
shark
tentacle?
Face? My beak?
Nom, nom, nom.
I gotta get. We gotta get that for shitty movie night.
Sharktopus.
Man, wait.
It's the sequel to Man Shark 4, Man Sharktopus.
I will consult my sources.
Okay.
Otherwise, someone's gonna have to TiVo it.
Dude, it's probably on right now, so I could probably go TiVo.
I'm pretty sure we should cancel the show.
There's got to be a way that I've been trying to figure out how to get shit off that Verizon box.
Not easily.
No, actually. Some guy says you can do it relatively easy if you have a Mac, but I don't have the hard drive space to do it.
Oh.
Huh.
What about that 500 gig spare drive you've got?
Well... I don't know. I gotta clean up my hard drive.
Like, no, that makes sense. I'm not gonna do that.
I gotta clean up my Mac a lot.
Listen, Sharktopus. Let's talk about Star Trek.
Damn it.
Star Trektopus. So we all saw it today. Josh, you also saw it like 2 days ago, right?
I saw it yesterday and today.
Man, so I said almost everything I want to say to my wife after it was over, but goddamn, that movie was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was fucking ridiculous how good that was.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find any Star Trek, like, super fan that thinks that didn't just save that franchise from doom and literally beat them to death.
I'll help. That's because fine. I'm totally... I got your back.
I walked into it thinking, I wonder what he's going to do. You know, I wonder what he's going to change. Okay, I'm also going to say, minor Star Trek spoilers. Let's please try to not give away any major plot points because there were several reveals that were like, oh my god, what the fuck, Star Trek moments in that movie that I don't want to give away.
James T. Kirk is a captain.
And also
he's going to go ahead and get that out now.
He also has ambiguous genitalia.
Yeah. Turns it also out. Does not feature the music you're hearing right now.
Mm-mm.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah. What is it, Star Trek 6?
2.
Okay.
The most kick-ass out of all of them.
Okay. So...
how about now?
This is the best movie since Khan.
You're talking about music or the movie?
Music.
Oh, okay.
The way in which... I will say this. The way in which... Okay, first of all. Star Trek, in my opinion, as a franchise, was not just dead, but intentionally murdered. And then, like...
They scuttled the ship.
If there's any way you could... I don't know, like... It's like a Weekend in Bernie's type thing. Like, they propped the corpse up and carried it around and did 4 seasons like, of Enterprise with it.
And then they all beam down to the surface of a planet and put the autopilot to send the ships into the sun.
Yeah, and every once in a while they had sex with the corpse and, you know, just to make it worse.
Yeah,
and
but I always thought...
I got next!
I always thought the movies and the TV show as two separate things.
Well, same continuity, same actors.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. But I just always saw them different.
Here's what I like.
God, this music is so good.
Here's what really got me. Number one, J.J., I am fighting the urge to email you.
Don't.
I'm not going to. It would be a breach of etiquette.
My question to him would be, what's your deal with time travel, dude? Can you let time travel just
actually,
go?
Actually,
can you just?
I want to address.
Oh yeah,
that.
It's on Fringe now.
I want to.
I forgot about that.
I want to address that.
I mean, no, I don't have a problem with it, but. No, someone's obsessed with it.
Check this out.
It's okay. Let it go. It happened on Felicity too,
dude. If J.J. Abrams remade,
he was
Back
gone.
To the Future.
He was gone from Lost before there was time travel.
Back to the Future. Oh, that he would make the best Back to the Future ever,
dude. No, he should remake Bill and Ted.
Here's why. Here's what I appreciate
dude,
so much,
dude. Come on.
Here's what he did right. Okay,
you son of a bitch.
You left him hanging. Bill and Ted 5.
Thank you.
Wait, that didn't sound nearly good enough on that mic.
So, JJ was not a Star Trek fan, which I do find shocking. I can't believe any geek grows up without Star Trek in their life.
And it's very apparent in the fact that that movie was good.
Right. Here's why I think he is now the only person that could have saved this franchise. Some of the big stuff. For instance, there are a few planets that are wiped out in this movie. Not going to say which ones. A Star Trek fan would not have been able to do that.
No.
It's too much. It's too much. There are...
It's mass genocide.
Character developments that negate 40 years of continuity that... No, fuck you. I think a non-fan took the source material and completely breathed new life into it. New creativity, new stories, new possibilities. Because honestly, unless current Trek continuity was going to jump ahead like 1,000 years into something interesting, I want to go ahead and call it done. Stick a phaser in it, it's fucking done. Because it outlived itself a whole series more than it should have had, and then some. And told every story I think it could possibly tell. And had they come in with existing continuity, they would be spending 2 hours telling me shit I already knew. What are you going to tell me about James T. Kirk if you're staying in continuity that I don't already know? Nothing. Right. There's nothing you could educate me on. So, the very first thing in the movie is them splintering off of our timeline. And I think the way they handled time travel in this movie was actually quite eloquent.
No, that was fine.
No one did it on purpose.
I just find it funny that everything he touches now is
that's true. But there was no on-purpose time travel, and the only reason for it was to say everything from this moment on is altered.
Right. And I love how explicitly they have characters say that. Right. And how explicitly they have characters say, like, oh, no, wait, this is an alternate timeline.
Yeah, they're literally like, looking at the camera and going, fanboys, shut the fuck up.
Off.
Different timeline. Shut up. Fuck you.
Well, yeah. No, and that's why I found it kind of funny, because I was telling this to Denise, and I told somebody else already online. I was like, okay, if you want to, like, the way I saw it was, to the fanboys, the hardcore fanboys, they're like, hey, we put Nimoy in it. There you go. Here's your little plaque.
Boosh. Finding Nimoy.
Thank you very much. You know, they shake their hands and they throw in the occasional, like, I'm giving it all she's got, Captain. They're so like, great. These are your little side awards.
Right. Green That's, chick.
Thanks for everything, and we'll take it from here.
Yeah.
And they're like, but you have to. We'll take it from here.
Yeah, several things that really grabbed me about this movie just pulled me in and got me, like, thirsty for more Star Trek. A, the look of the ship. They turned something that was like an IKEA ad and turned it into a vessel. They actually made me think it might be difficult to get one of these things to move through space. There were bowels of the ship, much like the Titanic. Yeah. There were girders. There were I-beams in the ship.
Right.
Cramped spaces, tubes. Whereas, you know, you want to believe that the entire thing that ran the Enterprise D fit in a room about this big... was like 10 feet around and 20 feet tall. It was
that glowing central tube that did everything.
Yeah.
Right.
They did have tube technology. That was pretty awesome to see tube technology. Like,
With
actually running the ship.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like a mechanical item. It looked not super comfortable.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, oh, it's so gritty. Like Battlestar was like, it was like, no.
No. It wasn't draped in despair.
Right.
But speaking of mechanical, did you actually notice that the nacelles, like, split apart whenever they go to warp?
No, I did not.
Like, the back ends of them, like...
I will say this.
And by the way, warp is awesome again.
Mo, that was very nice. That was a very good portrayal of warp.
My favorite, like...
Also, the phasers. Vast improvement.
Man, those
phasers... Oh, yeah. They're not... Well, again, they're going away from, like, no, it's a laser, it's a solid beam.
Yeah, I was...
Star Wars bullet...
Lights, I was telling my wife, the difference in a space battle in Star Wars just doesn't carry a lot of weight because the ships move slow, you're usually very far back, and you see them exchanging solid beams of light or tiny dots of light that represent photon torpedoes. Yeah. In this, it was like all guns a-blazing, rapid fire, repeat fire. They show guys loading the tubes. I mean, there was a realness to it. And it seemed like weaponry, and I also liked that at least in this one, they didn't fire any fucking tachyon pulses in any goddamn black holes or anything. There was no, like, shoot an energy beam at it and see if that fucks it up. Like,
crash the red matter into the alien ship.
No,
it's the same thing.
It is the same thing. But they didn't.
Here's our plot device, which suspiciously looks a lot like everything from Alias.
Really?
Did you ever watch
Alias? Never watched Aliens.
Okay, Red Matter is from Alias.
Oh, it is, really?
Just so we're clear.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No. It's not, like, about time travel.
That's funny.
But like the whole like it's a giant floating red ball. Bad things happen.
Lord Nikon in the chat points out that much like Firefly, space was quiet, which I thought was great.
Yeah,
the use of music in the film was fantastic. The amount of sci-fi I thought was very appropriate. They straddled a line between more like where we would be in 150 years than some other Star Treks might portray. Like, they were still using wheel-based vehicles in some places, but they also had hover bikes.
Yeah.
And
did you see his motorcycle?
Yeah, no spokes.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was fantastic.
I like that. It was very subtle.
And I like that because of the way they splintered time, many of the same things still happened, just in different ways. Like, that gives them license to make these characters interesting. You know, like, I get the friendship between Spock and Kirk.
Spock!
You're not going to educate me on that. But in this, it's different. They meet in a different way. They, you know, like, it's all the flavors that you want, just combined differently or something.
I love how Star Trek has now, like, not only surpassed Star Wars, but they're not even almost in the same league.
God, I didn't even think about that.
Because I thought...
I am embarrassed for George Lucas
this is
now.
This is what I thought. I was
Yeah, somebody else that doesn't even like the franchise was like, oh, by the way, prequel. Check
yeah.
it.
Yeah. This is how you do it.
Exactly. It. That's what I was thinking. And
suck it, Marshall.
That's why I was trying to say, like, when they had, like, Nimoy in it and the little lines, they were like, hey, thanks for building a franchise that we could do something with. We appreciate it. Here's your parting gift. Thanks a lot. We'll take it from here. We know what we're doing.
It's like a whole case of turtle wax.
We know what this generation needs. Thanks. We'll take it from here. Whereas with Star Wars, you know, he's like, well, you know, I'm a craft. You know, I'm a. I like to craft my vision. Shit. Yeah, exactly.
And wait, I don't want to taint this with any more Star Wars. We just have to stop.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, no.
That's how badass I think Star Trek was. That the only thing I could think of was like, oh my god, like children are going to grow up going, Star Trek is so kick-ass.
Yeah, was there something before that movie? Like what?
Yeah, there was a space movie
There was a handful. There was a few bright moments.
No, I'm saying, okay. Here's what I am as a lifelong Star Trek fan. As a devoted fan for 15 years at least, I want them to cease and desist all current Star Trek continuity and start with this movie and go forward. I think the expanded universe of Star Trek should be modified to go from here forward.
I don't think it should be modified. I think it should be ignored. I think it should just fucking throw everything away.
No, that's what I'm saying. They should stop. If they write a book, it should be based on this. If they make a new game, it should be based on this. I think that Kirk, Picard, fucking Janeway, that whore, Sisko, I think they've done everything they can, and it is okay to let them die, because if you take this movie as canon...
Which it is.
That shit's never going to happen.
It is canon.
Yeah, that shit's never going to happen.
It's not that it's never going to happen.
Just not in the same way, though.
Some of it might.
They could even revisit The Next Generation at some point. Right. With slightly modified history. And it's kind of like the
I can't wait to see them recasting Picard.
It's like the ultimate universe for Marvel. Like, at first you're like, no, why would you do that? Then you're like, oh god, there's 30 years of continuity to keep up with. No, yeah, start over.
Yeah.
Like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
How is a kid ever going to get into Spider-Man when he's died 16 times? You know? And I honestly could not expect a 10-year-old right now to watch TOS.
No.
How could they?
It just came out on Blu-ray.
Every TV show they watch looks, sounds, and acts 1,000 times better than that.
Yeah.
Even if the stories are great. So, a new generation should be able to fall in love with Star Trek. Also, it does not bother me how much more accessible it was.
No.
It used to... But didn't it used to make you feel cool that... Star Trek was only for smart people?
Star Trek never made me feel cool.
I thought so.
Nothing made me feel cool.
Not at all.
I thought it was cool that normal people didn't like TNG. And if someone did,
you'd have... That made you a nerd. Right. Heinously misguided nerd.
I'm still not seeing the disparity.
Yeah. You implied something where there's...
No, I don't know the line. I think we're saying the same thing. But, Also the pacing of the movie. there was it
fucking
was perfect.
Frantic.
I think it was perfect.
No, it had it had its little moments.
They built it. They built it so quick, and honestly, even though they like, hey, let's get all the characters on screen and get them to know each other thing, had to be rushed because that would have been a boring movie.
Right.
I think they did it just right.
Well, they spent time with the relationships that mattered.
Yeah.
Kirk and Bones and Kirk and Spock.
Like, I'm really glad we didn't see...
plenty of time to shine.
I'm really glad we didn't see Kirk, like, saying goodbye to his mom and, like, you know... blah. No, they got that motherfucker on a shuttle of Starfleet in the first 10 minutes. Right. And... Bones was great. Carl Urban as Bones was great.
He was actually...
He was kind of doing a DeForest Kelly impersonation, but he did a really
good one. It didn't matter because
it
was so good.
Yeah. He had the eyebrow. He had all the lines nailed. He had the voice.
He almost had the look. Like,
kind of?
Because he forced the voice at times so much, it gave him that swagger, that look, and you're like, yeah, it's fucking Bones.
And did you notice that Kirk really didn't do anything... Shatner-like?
Except till the very end.
The very end. And he goes, Bones! Whatever we're doing here.
But he does it like with the little...
Yeah, he's got kind of a cocky head neck thing going, and he's like, got it! Bones! Just got it. Let's get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, whoa, he just kind of did a Shatner. He was very James T. Kirk, but he was not very William Shatner. Which I thought was a very nice distinction.
Thank God.
Straight nerd boys around the world exploded when they saw, like, Winona Ryder... No, Winona Ryder as
why not?
With in a movie like this.
Why was she playing someone who's like the same age as Zachary Quinto, but somehow his mother? Like
she's gotta be older than Zachary Quinto.
Well, she's older, but what is she, 35, 37?
She's gotta be probably 10, maybe 15 years older than
okay.
She's been around forever.
But she's a human. Vulcans age slow. Humans don't.
Whatever.
She's like 37 or whatever. But that was funny because I was like, wow. I was thinking about it when they put her in there. And she has like a really small part, but it's an important part. But I was thinking, I was like, so, like someone my age in my 30s, like she was the Allison Hannigan of the time.
Right.
So seeing her in a Star Trek movie, it's like I could imagine just so many guys like, oh God, that's so hot.
Except that she wasn't hot at all. She was completely robed
it doesn't,
and old.
No, no, no. It doesn't matter. If you're a nerd and into
that.
The
Vulcan equivalent of mom jeans. Like,
right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mom robes.
Okay, wait a minute. Well, okay, I guess we can get to this a little bit later. I'm curious. What? Well, because Nimoy is a big part in the movie.
Yeah.
And he even did the trailer and da-da-da. Where was James T. Kirk in the whole thing?
He was dead.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
William Shatner?
No. James T. Kirk.
James T. Kirk
died. At the time in the future that Spock comes back from.
Enterprise B.
I'm talking about the real, like, what's his face?
William Shatner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why wasn't he in the movie?
Okay.
No, why is it that he hasn't said anything about the movie?
He wasn't asked to be in it.
That's what I'm curious. Like, I never saw any stories about...
He got his whole fucking thing in Generations. His story is over. I'm sure he would have really enjoyed being in this movie, but he would have ruined this movie.
I know.
Shatner is a fucking pariah. He is a horrible actor.
Hey. That album with Ben Folds was good.
He was a horrible actor.
Yeah. No, I know.
And Nimoy is a very good Spock.
Yes.
I'll say that.
Wow. How very diplomatic.
Yeah. Well, if there was anybody who's
Chancellor.
Yeah.
If there was anybody who was ever going to be typecasted, it was him. Because that's all Leonard Nimoy would ever be able to do. That and
Bilbo Songs.
He's done sci-fi his entire career. I mean, he pops in on sci-fi shows. Yeah, he's been on The Outer Limits. He's been on everything.
Those don't count. Like,
did you notice how... I will say this. Of everyone on that show delivering fantastic performances... Nimoy just seemed kind of old and tired.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of phoned in most of his lines, but it didn't bother me. Because Spock is, like, 350 years old, so it doesn't bother me. And all of his exposition, he was like, let me explain so that everyone in the audience understands
what's going on.
Like, all of his lines...
But he's allowed to do that because his voice is so epic.
It's changed, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Well, it's
his speech is a little slurred.
Like, it's near death. That's old. What happens when you have a stroke.
He's got a lot of...
Stroke.
Like, stroke. Oh, no. Don't do that.
God damn, that movie was so kick-ass.
The sequel's already planned, and it's supposed to come out in 11.
I had to actually take a match and use the amber on the tip of my penis to get the boner down before I came here. Because if not, they would the table
Trek boner.
Yeah, like the table zipper. Would just be hitting up the whole time with my boner.
Yeah, honestly, I do want to see it again.
It's still good the second
16
time.
16 times. It is the kind of movie that's like listening to a good album. You probably just keep watching it. Chekhov was just as useless as he ever was. His character is completely worthless.
But it was really well done.
But it was done well. He was a little douche.
Brilliant mathematician.
Yeah, he was a little douche, and he did it really well.
I love that. How old are you? 17? And yeah. Bones is just like,
God damn it. Fucking Jim! Like, Bones is basically Ty. Jim! Cock sandwich, Jim!
Yeah, but he doesn't have
That's
as much.
I love him so
he doesn't
much.
Have as much whiskey like scratch in the back of his throat.
He'll get time. He'll get
no, 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 yeah. In time, it will.
He's
but.
Developing his alcoholism right now. I promise you.
That's all. That
I really liked Sulu. Really liked not Kumar as Sulu.
Harold.
I thought he did an excellent job. His kung fu.
I actually thought that was Kumar. That was the captain the Kelvin at the beginning for just a second. Kumar with a shaved head for just like
he's like a giant buff dude.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't that the guy from Iron Man? Wasn't he one of the terrorists from Iron Man?
I don't know.
Oh, the dude at the very beginning. Yeah, that was him.
He was like the main blown up face terrorist from Iron Man.
Right, he was the non American in Iron Man.
Yeah, and I also wonder. I gotta say, he didn't have a lot of screen time, so I guess it didn't bother me. But Eric Bana was a weird casting choice.
It was really strange.
He did not seem like a Romulan.
Did you see... Okay.
It didn't really bother me all that much.
The black guy that was in charge of the council when they were doing like Kirk's like trial for cheating in the
beginning.
Who
was that?
That's fucking Tyler Perry.
It's Tyler Perry. It's Big Mama's house or whatever.
No.
Oh, really?
Medea.
That was fucking Tyler Perry.
Yeah. I guess I just didn't... It didn't click.
Because he wasn't dressed as a woman.
Yeah, I was already so entranced in the whole, like, this is so
it's
awesome.
It's like when you see RuPaul not in drag. You're right. Like, what? Who is that guy?
That is so disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
because the voice doesn't change.
You're a much prettier woman.
Yeah. Also, he's a much older man.
Well, yeah. Oh, you saw the last episode of Scrubs, though.
Yeah.
Right? You know, because you can't tell how old a black person is. You have to ask.
Right.
All right.
That was actually on 30 Rock.
Was it 30 Rock?
Yeah. Because I can't tell how old Tracy is.
Oh, right, sorry.
Well, how old do you think Samuel L. Jackson is? She was like, 26, 45. He's 61.
Oh.
Speaking of TV, yeah, super finale of Scrubs. Nothing really to talk about there. It's time. If that show comes back, you know, JD's not going to be on it, neither is Bill Lawrence.
It was a respectful ending.
Yeah, it really was.
For those
characters. It wasn't cheesy at all. They didn't, like, let's get everybody married and have kids. Like, they alluded to it, but they didn't do it. So anyway, Star Trek.
Yeah, let's keep talking
best
about
Best movies
Star
since Dark Knight.
I
think, though he only had, like, four lines, Scotty stole every scene he was in.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
Yes.
His just unbridled enthusiasm.
It was interesting because he comes into the movie so late that like by the time that Kirk got stranded on Hoth, I'd like totally had forgotten about Scotty completely.
So, I was wondering where they were going to have him.
I wasn't even wondering. It had just completely slipped my mind. And so they go into the Starfleet base, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? What's going on? And they go down the hallway, and I fucking pan over, and Simon Pegg was there. I was like, oh my god! Shit, Scotty, what's going on? I forget.
Yeah, I shit my pants.
Yeah,
didn't you like the ear makeup better in this?
That it was tasteful? Like, that, what are you talking about? Well done?
On the Vulcans?
The Vulcans and the Romulans, instead of just having tips glued to the top of their ears, they had completely different ears.
Yeah, full prosthetic ears.
I like that.
Yeah. Actually, did you notice when Scotty was introduced, his desk, he had a pet tribble?
No, I did not.
When you go again.
Really?
Is it in a cage or
something?
Yeah,
it's in a cage. Like, it's funny because the first time I didn't notice it all.
Who was his little friend, like Deep Roy or something? Was that the fucking Munchkin guy?
But, you know, because the tribbles make that.
Yeah, pigeons.
Yeah. That sound happens for that entire scene.
I didn't notice that.
And in like three or four of the shots, you can see him. Like, it's just kind of like in a little cage, this little fluff ball.
Tribbles like, oh, corner. Yay!
Nerd.
Hey, I
There was actually some JJ stuff in the movie.
Slusho.
Slusho was in there. One of the corporations from Cloverfield was too.
Cloverfield was in it.
Yeah, he was
actually he was on Hawk.
It was his little brother.
Actually, the same guy designed them both, so really it was his little brother.
And then from there,
it was actually probably a design for Cloverfield that wasn't used.
Well, he probably
I'm willing to bet.
Yeah, and he probably attached himself to the Enterprise, and then he fell off, and then landed on Earth. And
in the past,
right?
Sure.
Well, he fell through the black hole and then through into.
What did you think about the Enterprise itself? The outside,
sexy.
You think the outside was sexy?
Oh yeah.
I
approve.
I think
it was understated, and I think it was a little bit too smooth.
I think that ship design in Star Trek got totally gay after Next Generation.
Kind of got gay during Next Generation.
Well, no, but that's what I mean. Like, Next Generation was the start of, like, okay, saucer, like...
It was so 90s, though.
It was fine for the time. And I was so glad that they didn't take it, like, the styling too far.
Yeah.
But I approve of the new ship.
You know how in...
the running lights down the nacelles were like, yes.
You know how in Enterprise... Yes.
Scotty made an inappropriate nacelle joke. That was great.
You notice how in the Enterprise series, the ship appeared to have been welded together from 1,000 sheets of metal.
Yeah.
That kind of look.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen a few more seams, maybe.
Yeah.
In the Enterprise. It looked like it was stamped out of plastic. Not fake. It looked smooth.
What? Watch it again.
I think...
Like, because when the light catches it, right? It's all...
Speaking of lights, JJ loves his lens flares.
Fucking lens flares.
You guys, if you haven't seen this movie, bring sunglasses.
I forgot about it until just
every
now.
Every scene is a lens flare. Like, every scene.
Like, they practically make sound effects.
Yeah.
They're so there.
It's a visual. He's obviously doing a style. It works for the movie, but oh my god, you're like squinting through half the movie.
I will say it works better in Star Trek than it does in Fringe. In Fringe, it just pisses me off because they're in the dark indoors. And fucking lens flares are happening everywhere. And I'm like, stop doing that.
Then Thor's like, it's not real. Left another light bulb plugged in sitting on the counter.
No, it was funny. I started digging through Wikipedia yesterday because I was bored and on a huge Star Trek kick. And during filming, the DP, director of photography, that JJ is like...
Oh, I thought you meant double penetration.
No.
No.
Okay. Basically, JJ is like, we need more lens flares.
Yeah.
And so he had guys standing out of frame with flashlights pointing at the camera just to make more of that happen for no reason.
I don't know why. It looked nice. There could have been less of it.
Oh, there could have been a lot less, yeah.
But, you know.
Anyway.
I would, yeah. It was, there were lights everywhere.
There were everything a hardcore Star Trek fan needed to accept this movie and move on was there. And then there was 10,000 more things to love about it for any other reason, just because it was a great movie.
Oh god, with the credits rolling, with the classic theme playing, made me so happy.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I felt about that.
Like, the actual...
I don't think it needed it, honestly.
I think it did.
Yeah.
And here's why. JJ unveiled the entire concept of Star Trek Reboot by using the original, like... Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, really?
Right. That was like the very first teaser was a logo and that.
Yeah.
And that was all that needed to be
said. Oh, yeah, that blue and yellow logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was, and it was like classic font, and I was just like, boner.
Did you also notice how just fantastically the first red shirt died in that movie?
All the red shirts.
As if he had a death wish.
I know, that was so good. As soon as he showed up on screen, like, he was talking, and you could hear him on screen, like, this dude is, like, super gung-ho.
Do you know when I knew he was going to die? When they said his name.
I didn't hear his name.
It was like Olsen. When they said his name, I said they always name the red shirts before they die. They're like, you know, Ensign Dewey, make sure you don't... Watch your step. Oh, well.
Sorry. You know, I found that interesting because the theater had a fair mix of really young, probably like 10 to 14 year olds with their parents, and then people like my age, and then a much older crowd. And I was thinking as I was watching it, I was like, wow, they're not giving us the Indiana Jones sort of like people running and like something might have bad happen to them, but you're not going to see it. Whereas when the planet When the planet is doing its thing.
Sure.
And oh, yeah, there's, that one dude just ate it hard.
That one dude gets fucking annihilated. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow. Oh, wait, they just showed
what'd you think about the guy that played Sarek?
I thought, well, because the guy that originally played Sarek is dead.
Yeah, he's been dead for a while.
Right. And I thought, like, they look close enough alike. Like,
and
I
he couldn't have played Sarek even if he was alive. He would be, like, face-melting if he was alive right now.
Like 112 or something.
He would be old enough to be Leonard Nimoy's dad, so it would not look right. But I thought he had a decent look to him.
Yeah.
He looked very Vulcan.
Yeah.
Though he just didn't make me think of Sarek, really. Yeah.
I don't have a lot invested in Sarek as a character.
The stuff he does in TNG is way better than what he does in TOS.
Because I'm
he only loses his mind in TNG. You remember that one?
No.
You didn't see it?
I've only ever seen like 7 episodes.
What's wrong with you?
God damn it.
He comes to the Enterprise and he ends up having a disease where he can no longer control his emotions, and being psychic, he is projecting them on other people. People on the Enterprise try to start killing each other.
That's cool.
Vulcans are a very conflicted race. They're actually like the most violent and emotionally unstable race. And the reason they're the opposite end of the spectrum is after 5,000 years of bloody war and destroying each other, they said, that's it. Emotions are killing us. Let's get rid of them all of them.
This racism is killing me.
They're spending all of their effort like not to snap people in half for pissing them off.
Right.
So Sarek loses that ability and has to get through a conference where he's negotiating peace. So he gives all of his crazy to Picard. And some of the best Picard moment you will ever see. He is basically, he's like a junkie going through detox. He is locked in a room, they give him 2 buckets, and he goes batshit nuts for like 3 days.
Oh.
It's really good TV. It's
sounds
really
entertaining.
Good. So, anything else you want to add about Star Trek?
It was awesome.
I really like
if
the
you
guy
get to, if you get the chance
Kirk
to see it in digital, do it that way. If you can. If you're...
Yeah.
Local area has...
Mine wasn't.
We should probably plan an IMAX excursion.
Because holy shit, it looks fucking fantastic.
It's a really, really pretty movie. I mean, just everything about it was...
Spared no expense. Sold. Dude. Sulu had a Transformer sword. And that other dude had
like
a Transformer
Wesley
axe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
What else? Let me think.
The repercussions of this movie completely changed the dynamic of the Star Trek universe. Like, drastically.
Yay!
Good
things.
Yeah, and good. Good.
Fucking finally.
Because you're... Oh, man. I don't even want to say it anymore. But you're just building off of so much history that you just... There's nowhere else to go.
I just hope that the torch is carried from this point forward.
I think, well, all the writers and the actors and everything, like, they're all signed on for a 3-movie... deal, I
should
think.
Be.
I hope so.
So I'm hoping we at least get like 2 more good movies out of this.
I really buy that guy as Kirk. I'll tell you the other thing I like about him is everything he got, including his ability to captain a starship, was by flipping
lying,
everybody else
cheating
off
and stealing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is the essence of James
fucking
Kirk.
It's like
that's the essence of Kirk.
I'm gonna do what I want.
Like by the end of Shatner, even though he kind of like, you know, I'm back, baby, in fucking Generations. Like, I'm a kick-ass again. No.
I'm riding a horse.
By the end, he was kind of a dude. I mean, he was an old man. Yeah. You know, he'd kind of given up on his cowboy ways. But this whole movie establishes that, like, okay, welcome to Starfleet. We have 2 paths. You can either study really hard and be a captain in 8 years, or you can, like, fuck some whores and lie and cheat and sneak onto ships, and then we'll give you captain, like, 3 years, if that. Maybe
maybe a couple hours.
Yeah. Wow. Hell, here's the keys. Like, have fun. So,
just want to take her out for a spin.
I really believe him as Kirk. I am shocked at how good Zachary Quinto was as Spock.
It was actually really weird.
I think that was the harder one to pull off.
From certain angles and in certain lighting, like, my brain just said, oh, Spock.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, did they de-age Nimoy again?
He looks more like Spock than Nimoy does right now.
Well, yeah. Because
I mean, Nimoy was just kind of falling apart, so...
Well, because he's gone all Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
I did appreciate the, like, my usual farewell would seem a little self-serving.
Right.
Like, That was a nice touch.
And then he gave the Vanilla Ice salute, which I thought was...
He was like...
What are you doing? It's this. Look.
I can do it with this hand.
Yeah.
I can't do it with the other
one. You're retarded.
He was all like, peace out, Negro.
I would pay money to hear Leonard Nimoy say that.
Yeah.
Are you going to hit this? Are we gonna blow it up?
Blow me up, dog.
Actually, it goes into warp. God, the warp effect was so great.
Actually, okay.
Also, did you like how the main viewer was actually a windshield?
Yeah, I appreciated that. That was nice. They stole that from Sunshine. Anyway, whatever. And that was the first movie. Regardless, every good sci-fi movie needs to have one good, like, actual science fiction moment that makes me, like, mathematician nerd piss my pants.
Okay.
And, like, certain things, like, the Adama maneuver, like, falls under that category.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A great military tactic, take my shit out. The very end of the movie, when Kirk says, why aren't we at warp? And Sulu says, we are.
Yeah, that was great.
They're at maximum warp, standing still outside great. A black hole. I about fucking shot my pants off.
That's like, the only reason we're not in the black hole.
And I was like, oh my god. And then like you could see it stretching, and I'm like, oh fuck. Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
That was good.
Oh my god, it's so cool.
That was good.
It's so cool.
I like how readily Scotty accepts what's going on and with how much enthusiasm.
He's just like, I want off this fucking ice cube. So great. Bad.
And
I can't talk like that at all.
And yeah,
shut up.
Everything about Scotty was just...
Charles Barry is asking what the Adama Maneuver is. The Adama Maneuver, watch the escape from New Caprica, and you'll understand what the Adama
Maneuver is. It's Battlestar Galactica, Season 3, Episode 4.
Wow, that was
I'm not kidding.
The Adama Maneuver could also be an Urban Dictionary by now.
That actually sounds like a porno term.
it kind of is, if you think about what it is.
Wait, does that involve you, like... Do you have to, like, put the chick on the ground, and then you get on the roof, and you jump off the roof, like, on... But how do you get back up to the... Like, you have to be falling...
Hey, you have to have... Hey, I missed a line, because I think I was explaining something to my wife, but...
Yeah.
What does Spock tell Scotty he hasn't invented yet?
He says, that's because you haven't invented it yet.
It's,
massive spoiler.
It's the ability to transport... Equation. It's the equation.
Oh, what he reveals to him right after that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You haven't invented the equation.
Warp transportation, yeah. something.
So that you could actually transport onto something moving faster than light.
Yeah. Did you like when he says
that? I love the offhand, space, like, we just pretend that space is moving, and then everything else zeroes out.
It's just like an episode of Futurama where the clone can't figure out how to make the ship go. You remember that one?
No.
What's his name? Qbert? No, Qbert is the clone. And he can't figure out how to fix the engines on Planet Express ship because he's too logical.
Right.
And then when he finally opens his mind to mad science, he says, oh, I finally realize how it works. The ship stays still and the universe moves around it. Like,
Yeah.
So anyway, if you haven't understood by now, go see Star Trek. And love it, live it, enjoy it, eat it, see it twice. It's probably... As resounding a endorsement as I can give that.
It made me want to have my own little, like...
Where are you going with this?
I need... Going back to a kid, I just wanted my living room to have buttons and switches and a chair right in the middle and elevate it so I could tell my cats, like...
Maximum warp, kitty.
And they're like... Meow.
Mr. Kitty.
He's, like, taking a dump on the, on the carpet.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like...
Dump factor 5.
You know, little sound.
Regulation specifies thrusters only while in space dock.
Yeah. I also thought Quinto really delivered a emotionally conflicted character. Like, you don't really get that from Spock until later in the movies, I think.
As he gets older.
Yeah, but this guy was very much out of place and didn't quite know where he belonged, and it was really good. It was really good sci-fi, period. It was really great Star Trek.
Yeah.
And I applaud JJ for having the balls to do everything a fan would have thought shouldn't be done.
Right.
Like, if all of the major repercussions of what happens in that movie piss you off, then you aren't enjoying Star Trek anymore. So, moving on to last thing before the mail sack. Josh, we kind of already talked about this for 30 minutes, and I'm sure there's a lot of it you can't repeat on the show. But do you want to say anything about 3D Realms closing down?
Oh, God. Wait, that was a question this week?
It was actually a mail sack question, and since we're starting the mail sack, let's just go ahead and skip to that one and pretend it's happening right now.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I found it.
It was one of my links, but it was also one of our questions, so I thought we'd just go ahead and address it.
Yeah, there's... I'm legally not allowed to talk about a lot of the things there.
Sure.
I have nothing but sadness for all the people that lost their jobs.
Like, can you even say...
a really fucked up situation.
Two friends of mine. Yeah, two people that we know.
Can you say anything about why the... You can't even really say why it closed down, can you?
It's just fallout from the economy. This is all related to the recession.
It's obvious that if you don't know how to run a company, then your company's going to shut down.
They have not shipped a title for 13 years.
Correct.
That they have been making one video game.
There have been...
They have not shipped an internal title.
What? There's almost like half a dozen consoles that have switched around during the time period that they've existed.
Yeah, the platform they were developing Duke Nukem Forever for shifted at least twice during their production cycle.
Sure.
Yeah. And
like, was it ever going to be on Dreamcast?
No. Well, no, because in the time of the Dreamcast, they never would have released a console version.
Right.
There would be no point.
Oh, yeah, I guess there weren't really any shooters on Dreamcast.
I hate the fact...
There was no money in it.
I hate the fact that, like, two people I know in particular lost jobs. You know, and a lot, well, obviously everybody lost
actually,
their jobs.
Actually, this guy in the chat brings up something that I asked Josh. Opizon says, don't know how to run a business? Getting funding for 13 years without producing shit is my dream. And actually, they were internally funded. Is that correct? Yeah. So that was my question.
The thing is that they actually had a handful of external projects that they...
Explain why. You told me why they were so wealthy. I'm sure a lot of people know. But
in the early to mid-90s, they basically ran... Like, they invented the concept of shareware, basically. They were loaded to begin with. And that funded them for a long time. They also... helped bring the Max Payne property to fruition. They helped the developer with that considerably. They owned the rights to it and sold that for $20 or $30 million. And they did the same thing with Prey, which made them quite a bit of money as well a few years ago.
Just to answer your question in here, Opizon, wondering if Take-Two owns it and if they'll release it. There's nothing to release.
No. Take-Two...
They own the property.
No, they don't. 3D Realms retains the rights to the IP of Duke Nukem. Take-Two owns the publishing rights, which means that no one else is actually allowed to publish that game.
But not any Duke Nukem game, just that game.
I think they own the publishing rights to the franchise.
Hmm.
Are
they publishing the handheld games that are coming out?
I think so.
I thought that was Apogee.
Well, like,
Apogee just got... Did they get absorbed or something by somebody else?
Apogee got started up again a few months ago by one of the guys that was running 3D Realms basically kind of left to kickstart Apogee and get that running again. And the stuff that they were doing is still in progress as far as I know.
Drum says, honestly, Duke Nukem didn't matter after the first one, but keep in mind the first one was the third one. So...
Right.
Duke Nukem 2 was a fucking awesome game, so shut your mouth.
But it's a totally different game. And it wasn't as popular, obviously.
Well, but there was no... Like, the market was tiny back then. Like, that was back whenever, like, oh, I went to the mom-and-pop shop in the back dirt hall and found, like, I got this floppy disk that was in a
clear
plastic
bag.
Where
they clean 386 motherboards for, like, businesses and get them running
like this floppy
software.
Disk was like $10 and the whole game's on it. Yay!
Yeah, so they were internally funded, and they've been just... writing themselves checks for 13 years, and that's it.
The economy just finally tanked enough. And
Is it the economy, or would this have happened anyway?
It would have happened anyways.
I mean, I'll tell you what's disgusting to me. Here's what's disgusting to me, is that I was telling Josh, who are these... Obviously, there weren't probably a lot of people that were there for the whole time, but how can you go to work every day for 4 or 5 years... knowing that you're just fucking running around with your head cut off and that the thing you're working on is probably never going to come out.
Vacation with a paycheck.
I don't know. That's not
fair to say. It had to have been depressing. It had to have been depressing.
No, it wasn't depressing. It really wasn't. I think people, unfortunately, like that, who run a business like that, need to go away. Because they make the industry a bad place.
Right.
There was a
whole lot of talent.
They're feeding a culture that that doesn't exist. Yeah,
but talent that wasn't on display in any fashion because it was all internal.
Right, right. Some of that stuff is now coming to public light where people I don't know if they had the rights to, but
how big were they? How many employees did they have?
About 30-ish.
30. It was probably closer to like 45, maybe.
Yeah.
So 45 new people in Dallas without jobs.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, the people who run a business like that do need to go away from a market, from an industry that needs to be taken a lot more seriously so that it will get funding and that, like, higher powers, like whether it be state or government or whatever, can actually take the business seriously because it's a real industry and not an industry where for nearly 15 years, you dick around.
A couple of things from the chat here. Opizon says 30 people failing to deliver for 13 years.
No.
I would say no. I'd say
it's
terrible management for 13 years.
Yeah. You can't, it's not your fault.
And it's a lot more than 30 people.
I mean, you do everything that's asked of you and then some, you work for a fucking jack-off moron.
There was very significant turnover there over the years.
Here's the other thing that I want to ask, because actually a couple of people are asking, did they ever actually make anything? I don't know how much of this you can say, but was there ever a time where they went, okay, what we're developing is like Xbox One, and now there's a 360. We need to start over.
Not with those hardware targets specifically, but yes, that did happen internally several times.
More than once, right? I'm sure. Like, we can't use anything we've done because now we need a new engine or something.
Yeah, no, that happened several times, and like that's all been public for almost a decade. That's terrifying. That's how ridiculous that is. But they had some very neat stuff.
Yeah, there was a game. There was stuff. You may not ever see it.
There was not much of a game. If I'm trying to find something here, but
is something in particular, or
yeah,
because I know their art director actually basically put his portfolio online.
Yeah, I met him.
I forget his name, but
no, there's actually a place if you want to read something. You can read somebody's blog who's gone out and just sort of put something out there. And he did it, so whatever. I think it's this. Because he used to work there, and it's somebody that I used to work with.
Wait, are you actually talking about the chair story?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can you explain anything of what you're talking about for people listening?
If you go to gamingisstupid.com, that's somebody who used to work at 3D Realms,
uh-huh.
who used to work at Gearbox, and he put out a big sort of, like, here's a big behind-the-scenes sort of thing. I might get in trouble for putting this out there, but here it is. Huh. And if you want to read a little bit, you can, and you can take whatever you want away from that. You can believe him or not believe him on what he's saying there, and I'm sure a lot of people might dispute what he's saying, but to me, it's from the people that I've worked with that used to work there. This sounds somewhat
accurate. Well, the rumors about George, what's his name?
Broussard.
George Broussard are pretty infamous. I mean, did he?
Well, they're not rumors. They're
he takes all the investment money and spends it on fucking Ferraris and bullshit, and that. You know, Penny Arcade.
It was a Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
Just so we're clear,
Penny Arcade did a comic in like 2003. That they swear their source inside 3D Realms was being honest, and that all their comic was doing was like dictating that for like several months, production on DNF was completely shut down while Broussard was addicted to not Warcraft, but the first one, the Sony one,
EverQuest.
Yeah, that he was spending 16 hours a day on EverQuest and could not be reached for anything related to work. So I mean, it's obviously a nut.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, guys like that need to go away, because if people in the chat are saying, well, like, 30 people didn't deliver, it's like, well, you can't deliver, like we were saying, when one moron can't figure out what he's doing, And that's what I mean by people like that need to go away, because people like myself or anybody who wants to like live a normal life and do a job where you are doing something badass and you feel like you're contributing to the large project of a whole, you know, which is a video game.
Yeah.
But then you have no security and you actually can't maintain your own life because some moron is running your life.
Yeah, I would remove myself from that situation anyway.
Yeah, but at the same time, you want to be a part of that, you know, and the more those people that get out of there...
Zombie Logan says, how did he stay in charge for so long? He owned the company.
He owns the company.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't fire
the boss. Would much rather work for, like... Everybody thinks like EA and people like that are the evil empire, but they bring stability.
They really aren't anymore.
They bring stability to an industry that needs stability. You know, it's not run by kids anymore. I mean, it needs to be run by adults who will take responsibility for, hey, deadlines need to be met, quality,
dead,
you know, everything.
Fuck you. You don't understand me.
Yeah, that's all gone. That's bullshit. That's right. Not what the industry is.
So there you go. Next question. This is from Emil. I really like this link. In a recent demonstration for schools, some sort of thing where schools were requesting permission to copy DVDs for educational use. Like, I want to copy my Planet Earth DVD to show my kids in my class or whatever. They suggested that it would not be violating their rules if you were to point a DV cam at a TV playing the movie, record the parts you wanted to show your kids or whatever, and then play them that tape. And then they showed a demonstration of how to do that and how to set it up properly for good results. And like somebody commented that's like writing a sentence, copying down a sentence out of a book, chiseling it on stone, taking a picture of it, having it printed, and then doing text recognition on the picture, like, to get it into your computer. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's awesome.
It's fucking ridiculous. What is the difference? It's like, is there thought that it's because it's going to be crappy, it's okay?
It's just stupid people. That's the end of the story. It's depressing.
It's going to look and sound really bad, so we don't mind. But you do seem to mind if we were to sit in a movie theater and do that, so...
Yeah. I mean, that's wrong.
Hey, you know what that does?
That hurts the grips.
Dude,
the onset carpenter.
That validates what we did with They Call Her One Eye.
I know. I think we should do it again.
Apparently...
No, it's almost time to be doing
apparently it's
again.
Okay to point a webcam at a screen and broadcast it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Huh. Crazy. This comes from... Let's see. The Stig asks me, feel free to ignore this question if it's too personal. How are you finding being a dad? I don't know. A more specific question would probably be easier to answer. Because it's like throwing out your life and starting over. You have no idea... Everything you thought you knew is wrong, and you have to start over and learn everything all over again.
Is black, white, up is down, and short is long?
Yeah. Okay. Everything you know is wrong.
Right. I was just going to ask.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if anybody's got a specific question on that, feel free to post it in the chat. I'll talk about being a dad. I won't talk about, like, personal details, but I'll say what it's like to be a geek dad. But that's kind of vague. So it would probably take me a long time to get into
it. I did think about you as
okay.
a dad
okay.
today briefly.
You were trying to figure out who your own dad was?
Yeah, I had no idea.
You thought it might be me?
Well, I was going through a phone book and I was calling every Mexican name on there. And I was like, do you know
me? And in Dallas, that's going to take a long time.
I was like, do you know me? Who's this? Click.
And most of them said yes.
Right. I went to... There was a soapbox derby
okay.
in Plano. And I went to it because I was like... Oh my god, there's a soapbox derby going on in Plano. And I wanted to go check it out because I thought that was only something that happened like in California. Places like that. Because I was like, where the fuck are you going to do that in Plano? Well, it turns out they did it at one of the Plano high schools. Because they have a nice slope there.
Fucking stream died, but it's already back. Which means the episode's going to be cut in half again.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
So, I went to go check it out. And it actually looked like fun. I was like, this looks like a very cool, like... dad and son sort of thing. Like, hey, we're going to get together. We're going to put together a soapbox kit.
Right.
Because there was a ton of them. And I was like thinking, man, I want to do that because I want to give it a badass paint job.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, I wonder if Joel would ever enter his kid into one of these and make it so fucking pimp. Like, okay, I put LED lights all across the bottom.
Honestly, and I would probably spend most of the time not measuring it and having to start over. Just cutting by eye.
But it's a kit. Okay. You just basically assemble the kit.
Oh, okay.
Well, but after that, you can pimp it out all you want. People were putting, you know, their little paint jobs or whatever. And because they all have to be the same. They have to be built. They have to build them, and they have to run exactly the same. Outside of that, it comes to steering. Because all it is steering and a brake. And I was thinking, like, yours would have a built-in iPod connection.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to be respectable.
And it would have, like, some sort of LED light, like, moving on the inside that maybe resembles, like...
I don't know. That's kind of gaudy.
Like Tony Stark's...
I might
like,
do a little, kit thing.
Zoom, zoom. Like on the zoom, front. Zoom. Yeah. And then at the very end, just to ensure that your kid wins, that, like, thrusters come out and, like... blast them past like the finish line.
I gotta say, we were talking about this. This is here. I'll give you one specific about being a dad. We were our in-laws came over. They live out of town, and they bought our daughter a little people, little tykes, little you know, tiny people house, like midgets. A playhouse, right. Like a midget house, a dwarf house, and she already had a barn, but she just went nuts over the house. And she's, you know, two-ish. And so we're making everybody eat dinner, making everybody go to bed, and everybody's got a potty, and then everybody's got to eat dinner again. And I kind of looked over at my wife, and I was like, you know, this might be, like, ultimately gay, but I would much rather be doing this than, like, with a boy, like, playing pirate death mutant sword fighter games. Mm-hmm. Because every time a boy comes over from her playgroup... it's like constant aggression 24/7. Fight, punch, kill, kick, jump, kill, punch. And like, we're just sitting here playing with a house. And she's really active. I mean, she runs and jumps and slides and whatever. But like, at 3 years old, even, all the boys we encounter are already about like mutants and lasers and murder. Everything is murder. Everything.
Right.
Everything is bad guy needs to be punched in the face. Like, one of her friends
watched Star Trek.
One of her friends stayed with us for a day, and he's a really sweet kid. And he wasn't bad, but it was me observing the fact that most of the things he said were like, and then there's a bad guy, and then you have to punch him, and you punch the bad guy, and there's a dragon, and you gotta cut his head off with a sword, and you punch the bad guy, and you can kick him in the face, and then I was like, pow, and then I was like, pow, and I was like, how were you? Like, pow. There's just so much aggression with boys, and I was like that too. But I'm actually like really glad that we're raising a at least slightly more docile girl. I don't know. Okay, so that's not interesting. Moving on. Mr. World says, "Have any of you been watching the Marvel or DC animated movies?"
No.
I've seen all of them except for the current. Wonder Woman.
Well, with
Captain Tiepants.
I saw Justice League, the movie New Frontier.
Yeah, the old school one, the 50s one.
Yeah.
That was good.
It was all right, yeah. It was not bad. On a
Was that the one where Jane was Superman?
What?
Adam Baldwin was Superman in one of them.
I know, I don't think it was that one then.
I think
you sure that wasn't just a dream of yours?
No, they keep using like Firefly people, Whedon people, Star Trek people.
No, I haven't seen that. But on a side note to cartoons, Alex keeps telling me that I need to watch the G.I. Joe cartoon that's on Cartoon Network.
I keep hearing that.
He's like, it's fucking badass. And I'm
G.I. Joe Resolute? Was it a movie or is it a series?
I don't know if it's a movie or a series.
I thought it was a
whatever
movie.
Whatever it was, he was like, you need to watch it. It's badass. And I keep hearing that from other people, too.
Yeah, the new Wonder Woman's supposed to be great. Captain Tightpants plays the pilot that finds her island.
Does he then die like Greg Greenberg in the pilot of Lost, who is the pilot of the plane?
No.
I would watch that.
I liked, I saw a few of them. What were the other ones? I saw New Frontier. I saw, the Batman anime one. That was pretty good.
The Batman?
No. The nine, it was like Animatrix, but for Batman. They had like 9 anime people do short Batman.
Oh, I never saw that. I forgot
it was
about
really
it.
Good. I would recommend it.
Oh, do you have that? Or
no.
Did you it was funny. It? I heard someone.
I Netflixed it.
Who told me? Oh, it was actually the guy at Best Buy. It was really weird.
Batman
guy,
Gotham Knights. Go ahead.
The guy at Best Buy was like, oh, you going to buy that? Yeah, it's not any good. I wouldn't buy it.
For what movie?
That.
Gotham Knight?
Yeah.
It was good.
And it was funny because I was like, wait a minute, you work here, right? And he was like, yeah, I wouldn't buy.
It starts out with these kids, like, skateboarding and telling each other that they've seen Batman. And so each kid that tells when they saw Batman, like, it's like rumors from Gotham City. They're like, oh, yeah, well, you didn't see Batman. I saw Batman. And then they tell their story, and each story
I
is...
I saw Batman shoot a dude in the face one time. He's so cool.
He had a gun and a skateboard.
And Superman was like, don't do that. And
he's
then,
like, shut up, Superman!
And then Batman shot Superman, but it didn't kill Superman.
Shot him in the face. He's like, fuck you, Superman!
So each kid tells their own story, and it's a different anime guy that does the animation. And a few of them are kind of weird and abstract, but mostly they're like really cool. So I'm like, go for it.
Does Batman shoot anybody in the face?
Also, it's supposed to be Christian Bale Batman. It's supposed to be within that continuity, but a little bit more fantastic.
Why am I going to shoot you in the face?
Why do you want to give me some sandwiches? Because I really was.
Yeah, moving on. After listening, this is from MetalLink11. After listening to last week's podcast and reading Monday's comic, it's clear that the work of Alan Tudyk is a most excellent actor. What other roles do you think he could have been cast in to improve the quality of the show? To do this, let's say people that were in existing properties that could have been replaced by Alan Tudyk.
I'm just going to tie into Spamalot for a second because he replaced Tim Curry.
No. I thought Hank Azaria.
Oh, I thought he was
Tim Curry was Arthur. He was Lancelot.
Oh, I was.
He liked to prance a lot.
Misinformed about that.
He liked to dance.
That
a
being
lot.
Said, if Clue was ever remade, yeah. Alan Tudyk could be Tim Curry.
He was, but you have to love the fact that Alan Tudyk was the gay guy in Spamalot.
Yeah,
that's so great. I mean, he was.
His name is Lancelot. He likes to prance a lot.
It was great. God, it was so tight pants.
And
just so
dream.
Good. Yeah, it was so
sorry.
Great.
It's such a good song.
So I don't know enough of Clue to know if that's a good thing or not, but I believe you.
It's a good thing. And also, fuck you for not knowing Clue that
well. I know. I didn't just, I never saw it.
Seriously. You've never seen it?
No.
Whoa. You've never seen Clue?
Stop the music. Do you have a record scratch sound?
There's one in GarageBand.
God damn it.
We're just going to
You know, all those generic sounds that you want are in GarageBand.
God, I'm done. Damn it. Seriously, it's a fucking classic.
You've never seen Next Generation, so eat a dick. I don't care.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Clue is so much better.
Oh, wow. No. Yeah. That's... You're just dumb.
It has 4 endings.
3.
I'll see it. I mean, I don't mind seeing it.
No, but you're not going
to
enjoy it.
To be fair, the Next
it.
Generation has like 17.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Whatever.
I don't think you're going to enjoy it now.
Probably not.
So what else would
it... It is the very best board game to movie adaptation ever.
Ever since that Shoot Some Ladder incident.
Yeah,
that
Mousetrap was a fiasco.
I was so disappointed.
That was so bad.
Mousetrap was a fucking... Right. Mousetrap 2 was even worse. Straight to VHS, it was terrible.
Yeah. Monopoly ended
Actually,
up on a Christian channel.
Monopoly is getting made.
I know.
That's depressing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What shows suffered from, like, good show but maybe a bad cast? Or
movie
one,
or TV show?
Either.
Actually, I could see Alan Tudyk replacing Elijah Dushku in
as
Dollhouse.
The star of Dollhouse. Absolutely.
No. Just as Echo.
Oh, okay. I would much.
Can he
rather...
composite himself to be Alpha and Echo?
I would have loved to see him in a Buffy spinoff as the main character, like Tudyk in the Buffyverse as a vampire killer of some kind.
Sure. Oh, actually, wait. If we ever did, what was the nickname? Yeah. What was the nickname that Giles had? The Ripper.
Ripper.
I would love to see
as Ripper,
young Giles.
Wow.
Alan Tudyk. Boosh.
Wow.
Make That's it happen, Joss.
That's a good
Please.
One. Remember that Ripper show was supposed to come out for a long time, and it never did.
That's because they didn't have Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, I guess not. Drom brings up that he would have been good in Fringe. He'd be much better than Pacey, but. That character doesn't offer enough room for Tudyk to do anything.
That character doesn't do anything but be like, that's my dad, folks.
Hey,
he's retarded.
How many times does he have to see the fantastic before he starts to believe? that there's something going on.
I don't.
At least Scully would look away, and there'd be an alien behind her, and Mulder's like, look at the fucking alien!
And she's like, turn around like,
it's
what?
Gone.
What? There's nothing.
But he is literally watching people, like, communicate death with their minds and turn into beasts and fly and fucking spontaneously combust.
And it's probably not real.
And so like, then his dad's like, well, maybe, perhaps he's communicating with you telepathically. Oh, come on, Walter, you fucking idiot. That never happened. And then Olivia's like,
I like breasts.
It happened.
Walter, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, my dad. My dad, the asshole. Thank you. Thank you. He looks at his lines this week and he's like, my dad, the asshole. That's There's impossible. Yeah. But we're talking about things that are real and that's not possible. And I'm done. Okay, I can phone this in. So.
I'm really trying to think.
Think about it this way.
I'm trying to think.
He brings energy. He brings comedy.
I could see him in
anyone on
but
Heroes.
No. I'm saying, okay.
No,
but that's no.
Heroes does not deserve him. Shut your fucking mouth.
Wouldn't it have been a better show if he was there from the first episode?
The thing is,
if he was Peter,
he would be stranded in a sea of shit.
Well, that's true for almost anything.
I would not do that to him.
That's true for almost
anything.
Dollhouse
has a fantastic supporting cast. It's just Elijah.
Despite how good Wash was as a character, I bet a show where he was playing tight pants would have been a pretty damn good show.
I would have watched that. I would actually...
If we didn't know how good it would have been the other way.
Right, I could see him being a Ghostbuster in a potential Ghostbuster.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He could easily do that.
Yeah. Because he plays the scared, hilarious guy so good. Like, he's always got his wit about him, even when he doesn't have his wits about him. Oh, see what I did there?
Shut up.
You see what I did?
Stop it.
I'm trying to think because I know...
Zinger.
I know I've seen a movie in the past 5 years, along the past 5 years, where I'm like, eh, it was a good movie, but so-and-so just didn't fit.
Do this. Put him in something with no comedy, straight action and intensity.
Did you ever see
Could Death? Could he have been Batman?
I'd be curious to see that. Did you ever see Death at a Funeral?
No, I heard he was really good in that.
Oh my god, he was fucking awesome in that.
He was only knocked
was
up for 5 minutes.
Naked.
He was only knocked up for 5 minutes and he was great.
Right. No. He plays like an actual supporting character that runs through the whole movie. Death at a Funeral is fucking... Everybody listening, Death at a Funeral.
Wow, you sound so much better when you look at the mic.
Watch it. I don't want to look at the mic.
I know. And maybe for this, you know...
I want to look you in the eye. I know.
Speaking of eye, your eye looks much better.
Yeah, it does.
They were asking about it earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, turns out I was actually... true story. I was allergic to the drops.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got it. I have it. I fucking have it. The Batman connection is what did it for me. Tudyk could have been American Psycho.
Oh, that would have been weird.
He could have done it. It would have been a different movie.
Yeah.
But he could have done it.
The thing is, okay, I don't want that to be a different movie.
Though. I know. It's a perfect movie. Right. But
like,
he could have done it.
But it's
We've Batman. Seen him do like Broken Mind Guy now,
yeah,
and that
but
was
I,
good.
I don't want to see him be calm, collected.
Okay.
I do not want to see him be hyper-narcissistic.
Young Hannibal Lecter.
Maybe.
I don't know.
He could have, now that I think about it, I'm trying to think of an actor that I would just eliminate all the actor's roles. And I'm thinking Robin Williams. Anything Robin Williams has ever done?
I could totally see him in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, think about it.
Chipped his tooth on the power tool.
What was that RV movie that Robin Williams did?
Shut your mouth.
Well, think about it. He did One Hour Photo.
As
oh, that was a good movie.
Though. And he
Ice Cube's part in Friday. Yes. Oh, you man. Know it. You know it. Tucker's and Jackie Chan's parts in all of the Rush Hour movies. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of one single actor that I would just eliminate.
Matthew McConaughey.
No,
eliminate
no.
him completely.
He could totally be Jennifer Connelly in Requiem for a Dream.
There you go. There you go.
Come on.
There you go.
He would make a good Aquaman.
Wow. What a terrible, terrible, terrible movie that would be. A fantastically abysmal
he could
underwater
be in,
shit pile.
He could have been in Lord of the Rings.
He really could have. I could have seen him as
not an
Boromir
elf.
Or Faramir. I could have seen him as a supporting elf.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
He totally could have been Merry and Pippin. I'm not really
he would have made a good hobbit.
Seriously anymore.
Actually.
He's way too big and buff to be a hobbit. They would have had to replace his body.
He's not that big and buff. He was. He is
Did
now.
Did you see Dollhouse?
He is now, but he wasn't now. Like when he was on Firefly.
Yeah, but still, he's still tall. He's a normal sized guy,
dude. All those dudes are normal height.
They are all under 5'8". Every one of them. They are incredibly short men.
That's like as tall as Josh.
They are God incredibly short men.
God damn it.
That,
hey, did you ever hear that there was a bunch of... Apparently there was backlash about... Like, you know how perspective keeps changing in the movie?
Yeah.
In Lord of the Rings and...
It's not perfect.
And everyone, like, sometimes hobbits seem 4 feet tall, sometimes they seem 3 feet tall, you know? Yeah. I didn't realize that a bunch of people were pissed off that Gandalf apparently changes height by comparison. And I'm like, well, I don't think Gandalf is changing height. I think the hobbits are changing height. But... Apparently someone like actually asked Peter Jackson about that, and he said, I filmed an unfilmable story. Period. That was his answer. Like, it was unfilmable.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it cannot be done unless you found the most talented midgets ever.
Right, yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Anyway.
They need to fuck off.
All right, moving on.
Those are the same people that are complaining about the new Star Trek movie.
Probably. Apparently the Goonies crew got back together for the 20th.
Good That's for them. More creepy than anything else. Hey, Rick said that somebody at Valve had never seen Goonies and he just made them watch it.
Wow.
Yeah, I noticed that on Twitter. Like, how do you make it your entire life without seeing Goonies? I don't even understand that.
I don't know. How do you not watch Clue?
Shut the fuck up.
At this point.
That's different.
Yeah, really. No, actually it's
pretty
not.
Pretty much the same.
Is Sean Astin the only one that made it, huh? Out alive? I mean, you got a Feldman. You got a Corey in there.
Yeah.
No, there was a booty trap.
Do you know what Truffle Shuffle did?
He's
a Hollywood lawyer. He's an entertainment lawyer. He's apparently quite doing well for himself.
Because he ends up using the Truffle Shuffle.
He's super fit and skinny.
It's like the Chewbacca defense.
I'm just going to do the Truffle Shuffle until you sign that contract.
Actually, him and
then it cuts to... Wow. Yeah, it cuts to Picard.
Wow. And the contract's just sitting there.
Then he brings in Data and he's like, they won't sign the contract. And he opens the fucking coat and the fist comes out.
It's a booty trap! What did you just say? Did you say booby trap?
It's a booty trap!
It's what I said.
And like,
booty trap.
For some reason, in their law firm, they're always going up against the Fratellis. And, like, it just doesn't seem like they should have to anymore. Like, the Fratellis are the people that stock their vending machines. So they're always just at odds with those fuckers. That was from Emil. Let's move on to... So Wadmasi, we already answered the question about what happened to 3D Realms. But I did post a link here. Did you all see this?
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Guy saved... his hold receipt from GameStop, putting down $10 on Duke Nukem Forever PC. The date is 8/10/2001.
And even at that point, the game had been in development for 6 years.
Yeah. But apparently to the point where there was a UPC in their computer. And a date.
Yeah.
Like a release date.
No, you don't actually need a release date for that.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Wow.
No, it's GameStop. They just want your money. Like, oh, they've actually made up games. Like, people have like purchased pre-orders for games that don't exist.
Such as?
Aside
from this one that we're referencing right now.
I do know at one point they did, I think it was Baldur's Gate 3.
Like a game that wasn't even in development?
Right. It was like a speculation thing, and they were like...
Wow.
They're like, we'll take a down payment.
Yeah.
Next question. We're almost done here. Next question. Whatever happened to Denise's theme song comes from Michael H. Michael, to the best of my knowledge, the very talented musician Jeff Fardink, who wrote the Josh and Eli theme songs and recorded them, which, by the way, I need to post those on the page when I put those clips up, but I think he's a student and he just didn't have time to do anything else. There was going to be one for me and Denise, and then he was eventually going to write a new theme for the podcast, but rather than bug him to do a bunch of work for no money... we decided to use the new podcast theme, which is a Face for Radio by a band called Spiraling, my good friend Tom Brislin.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's cool.
You didn't know that's what we were doing?
I would think it was gone when you explained that.
Oh.
That and one. I don't ever listen to the show, so.
You should. It's fun. It's a good show. Yeah, so anyway, that song.
I listened to the old ones every once in a while when you were still funny.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that stop?
When you stopped doing characters.
Really?
Yeah, you don't do that anymore.
I'd like to. Should I?
I would like you
we
to.
We need to write bits.
You know how long you've been saying that? Since like episode 3?
Just saying.
You did that one.
51 some odd episodes where you've been saying, we should write bits. Write one.
I keep telling you. You said that
it was too much. No, I always say write one. I just say write them. Just do it.
Well, I'd rather do it here because then we can record it.
Mm.
You have to... A bit you can't do live. We can't, like... It has to be all pre-calculated.
I actually can't pull up the questions for some reason. I changed pages, right, and now I can't pull up the questions anymore.
Wait, is there more than one page?
No, I tried to refresh it to see if there was any new ones, and now I can't see them.
Top three things you... What? Oh. What top
who's it from?
Three things from you couldn't baby. Live without?
We get asked this one a lot.
Apparently for me, it's the El DeLorio,
mm-hmm.
the La Bamba soundtrack,
mm-hmm.
and a sombrero.
I wouldn't say sombrero. I would say it would be your Buzz Buzzard drawing collection.
No, actually, yeah. I would have guessed
Buzz Buzzard and
just Bimbo, the brand, in its entirety.
Yeah, I couldn't do Bimbo. Yeah. Bimbo. Yeah. They're a sponsor for me.
Right.
Yeah, they sponsor your existence.
Right.
Right.
There's a big Bimbo like
and
poster.
Liquor.
They pay for the off-brand Twinkies that keep you alive.
Right.
The off-brand Mexican Twinkies.
Ugh. Oh, God, this just sounds so horrible.
I wonder why I can't get to my podcast page.
I don't know.
Maybe is it down?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to refresh the page.
Yeah, don't refresh the page.
Here, wait, I'm going to copy.
No, seems to be working fine.
And I just reloaded it. You're a douche.
It must be my problem. I can't even go to my website right now.
Oh, wait, weird. Actually, I take it back. The questions did not load, but the actual post did.
I bet Intense Debate is having some issues.
That was the last question.
No, it wasn't.
No, there's one more.
After that. Yeah, are we going to answer it, though? The three things we can't live without?
Oh, three things we can't live without. I don't know.
Let's take out, you know, like metaphysical things like love and like my family and blah,
I can't
blah, blah.
We definitely want to be shallow about this.
Yeah, I want to be shallow. Honestly, right now, I wouldn't give up my iPhone.
My iPhone, my...
I couldn't give up my camera.
Pro, and my piano.
What was the middle one?
My laptop.
Oh, your laptop. Yeah, I couldn't do without it. I couldn't do without a computer at least this good.
Oh, I just want to stroke your face.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I... Well, that's not necessarily true.
Like, if I had Eli's computer, I'd probably kill myself.
I could probably do without a computer, but I would need a camera.
But everything then, I do for you.
Yeah.
For both recreation and work requires a pretty well-stocked computer.
I try not to do that because of the problem that at any point your hard drive died
mm-hmm.
and your whole world like falls apart.
But I'm safe now.
It doesn't matter. Like there could be something massive like a superpower outage.
It doesn't,
you're screwed.
Well, it doesn't matter that my skills can only be executed in this fashion. There's no way to do a podcast or a webcomic without computers.
But you're saying if we're taking up like the whole, you know, love and da da da. You're talking about like, I'm saying just straight up functionality. Like you as a person would just. It doesn't matter if it's your income or.
Well, as a person, you can function without anything. You just need food and water. That's a simple.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Some people will not be able to last without.
What are you doing with this?
I'm serious. If you were sitting here and the power was out and you couldn't like browse the web or do whatever, you would go nuts after a while.
That's why I said I can't live without my computer. That's how I answered the question.
What are we arguing?
I'm not sure. I think he's just backing up my point.
What just happened? No, I guess that's why I was saying I can't. I don't want to rely so much on like this sort of technology.
But you want your camera. But then how are you going to view the pictures?
Boosh.
How are you going to fix them?
Boosh.
No one prints straight from their card, so how are you going to fix them?
No, totally. Get yourself a PicBridge fucking printer.
You,
that shit totally
actually
works.
Actually, you could, and I don't really try to touch up my photos very much at all.
Heresy. Then you haven't uncovered the magic. Hey, you know what's fucked up? We downloaded Lightroom, which is basically just a plugin for Photoshop.
Yeah.
It's a 60 meg program. I thought it was like a big-ass photo editor.
No, it's
got
like
three
like
buttons.
A raw image processor thing.
Okay, you click, like, make it look better. We were shocked at what it could do to photos with, like, was, that's not my wife's name, some woman that I am married to.
Beep. Okay, that's been said.
I know, it's been said a million times. Whatever. Juniper, my wife.
I just call her Majel.
Majel Barrett Watsonberry.
With your daughter's sunflower.
Yeah. Majel Barrett Watsonberry, my wife.
I'm going to call her that now.
Okay. She's a fantastic photo manipulator. She can accomplish things in Photoshop that just don't seem possible. And she was comparing the photos that she had spent like 6 hours working on to the ones where she clicked like, make look good in Lightroom.
Yeah.
And half the time the Lightroom would look better by her own admission. It was pretty fucked up. So if you're like looking for a cheap way to like surpass your own like lack of skill or something and look like you know what you're doing, because even people that know what they're doing apparently, Lightroom kind of blows it out of the water. That's
Lightroom's
weird.
Lightroom's the sort of PC, even though it's on the Mac now, like equivalent of Aperture. Because Aperture is the same thing. It's raw manipulating.
Aperture's different. Aperture is, I'm going to manipulate raw by hand. Lightroom has like three settings. It's for moms to use.
Aperture has that also. Like,
yeah, but Lightroom doesn't have any manual from what we could see. There is no adjusting. Well, then
you must have a light version. There's a hardcore version of that because Jeremy uses that. Yeah. He uses the shit out of that.
Okay.
Oh, so, is there like a free and a paid version or something?
Is there another question?
I don't know. I think it was the last one.
I think that's the last one.
Let me check again.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, there is one final question.
Last question.
Which is vaguely Star Trek-y.
Okay.
From Senior Facekick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to paraphrase this.
Go ahead.
Because it's long. Okay. What country do you think is going to colonize space first?
Oh, I remember this one.
Yeah.
And there was more of it, too, though. Because the other thing he said was, I think he said, like, how long do you think it'll be?
Oh, God, I think we're hundreds of years away from that.
If it's not us, it's going to be India or China.
Yeah.
It'll be China.
It'll be China.
It won't be India.
I think India's going to be looking for a thing. Like, India they're going to be looking for something to set themselves apart.
That country will fall apart in, like, civil war before they figure out, like, a badass space program that's going to surpass, like, ours.
Our space program eats dick, so that's not going to be that hard.
Well, they don't have much of anything at all. So
no,
even
I'm saying, yeah, we've got a head start, but I mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying. They have no start.
10 years of innovation, and you've already got a better space program than we do.
Yeah, but like I said, that country will fall apart before...
No, I'm in China.
No, I was talking about India. I was saying India doesn't stand a chance. Because they'll go into civil war before...
There you've got money. They've got billions and billions of people, and they're not.
Of people will revolt.
India's not about to have a civil war. India is in the middle of several conflicts by geographic location alone.
Yay.
Yeah, but at some point, because the people in that country, will destroy themselves.
I think you're just being racist.
Yeah, what are you talking? I mean, why? Point. Why? Why will India destroy?
Because
itself?
They don't take care. Like the country itself is like.
Oh, you mean dot, not feather.
Yeah.
You mean their infrastructure?
Yeah. They're making the most money.
I saw Boondog Millionaire or whatever the fuck
that Boondog was. Millionaire?
Actually, Boondog Millionaire would be an awesome movie.
A millionaire.
Millionaire.
Fucking put him on his knees. Yeah. Two guns to the back of the head.
Wait, is Christopher Walken in the Slumdog Millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire?
It'll definitely be.
Oh my
China.
God! I want to see Slumdog or Boondog Millionaire. Now. Fuck.
Boondog Millionaire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
China will do it.
Slumdog.
And they'll push the U.S. to do it. So
actually, China will get up there, and then they'll just get some space lasers pointed at us, and be like, "I guess I want the bitches." Pew 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 pew. They'll write China rules all across Arizona.
It'll totally be Firefly. It'll be the U.S. and China.
All right. Well, we're going to be cussing in Chinese soon enough.
Joss had read it was a few books that he had read that made him think that that's how the future was going to end up. There were like various reports and books he had read that was like, oh God, you don't realize China's fucking going nuts.
They're making babies. space.
But I was reading about...
They're shooting rockets over Japan for no reason.
I was reading about Alan Tudyk when I got on my whole Alan Tudyk kick last week. And he said he could never, never, never get the Chinese cursing right. So most of what you see in the show, he's just making it up. He's like, he starts it off right, and then it's just like, he just fucking makes shit up. Yeah, I think the comment system must be dying, because I still can't pull up the new
question. that was the last question. Let's wrap it up.
Did you have the post-show topic?
What?
We can do one or the other.
Oh, wait.
That shows up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The top 10 Star Trek movie moments and the 10 most famous geek arguments.
I read the geek arguments.
I'm pretty sure that covers the what was about to unfold in the comments on the last comic about how Tolkien sucks.
Yeah. You know, just to clarify, you got to say, though, I mean, just the world he created is fantastic.
Right.
The method with which he delivered it to the public was...
painful.
Just, yeah, it was just painstakingly detailed. And so anyway, thanks for hanging out. Hijinks Do Podcast, episode 54. Despite all our technical difficulties, I think we actually made it through. And Josh, you've made me feel bad now that apparently I don't do enough voices, so I'm going to have to do some more.
That's the only reason I've ever been your friend.
Wow.
You're leaving me hanging here.
So what's different? Anyway, check out vault.hijinksandsue.com if you want to donate or subscribe to help support this effort. The comic, the podcast, and get access to our post shows, typically 45 minutes, 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, of extra podcast, and store.hijinksandsue.com for t-shirts, prints of any comic, and stuff. Are you going to give me a countdown, Eli, so I can do it right this time?
I'll fucking just let it play out.
Well, it's almost done, right? No? Anyway, for everybody in Ustream chat room, thanks for hanging out. And we're out.